seed in this region, versus Fort Loramie, 6-4 on the season, the number 8 seed in this region. Each club red hot. Both Minster and Fort Loramie have won 6 in a row. Thank you very much for joining us here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We start our 10th calendar year this coming January. Chuck, it doesn't seem possible. We've turned a decade in just a couple months.
It's nice, and you know, I just enjoy watching Shelby County football, basketball. I spent all my years down in Pickwood doing Division One, and I mean, that's kind of fun, but boy, there's nothing like the atmosphere you get when you come up into this area for any sports.
Oh, you're exactly right. Tonight we get a look at last year's Division Six state champs, the Minster Wildcats, under third-year head coach Garen Stokes. Meanwhile, Fort Loramie, being guided successfully by first-year head coach Whit Parks, is making its 7th straight playoff appearance. Who would have thought, Chuck, back in the middle of the month of September, the Redskins would be right here playing in the postseason?
Well, when they lost their quarterback and Austin Siegel went down, they had to make an adjustment in how they were playing, how they're running their offense. And they went from a normal I formation, and they went to the single wing. We saw them against Riverside.
Yep.
That was the first night they did it. They struggled with it. Boy, have they been rolling ever since. And you don't know who's going to get the football on the snap. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, Drew Werman, the senior for Fort Loramie, began to anchor that quarterback spot weeks 4 and 5. He has really excelled at it. As you alluded, Chuck, Coach Parks had to make the switch because of a quarterback injury and inexperience at quarterback in the depth chart. And boy, Drew has really responded, and the running game has been boosted dramatically by the emergence of freshman Carter Mesher. Wow. He runs the ball beautifully, shake and bake. He's got tremendous balance, and he looks like a junior or senior out there on the field, doesn't he?
Well, when Wes Putoff went down, you're thinking, well, there they go again. And all of a sudden, this freshman steps in and runs the ball 20-some times for 125 yards. And, you know, and even Coach Parks said, I had no intention of giving him the ball that often that night, but he has been on a roll ever since. And the kid's got one of the better whirl moves I've ever seen in the middle of the field. And he goes outside well, but he runs up between the tackles well also.
Now, that was an important pass play last week when on fourth down in Lima Perry's end of the field, Drew Werman threw a screen to Mesher. He had to come back to it, almost touched his knee on the ground, caught it, made a man miss, and away he went, converting a big fourth down for the Fort Loramie Redskins en route to a touchdown, which broke the game open.
Yeah, I mean, there was at a point last week where it looked like they were getting ready to go down 2 scores, and big interception in the end zone, and then from that point on, Loramie pretty much rolled them.
Yeah, Jarrett Meyer made a nice pick in the second period in the end zone in that game, and Drew Werman really blazed a trail as he ripped down the field some 50 yards on a dash, blowing right past 4 or 5 Lima Perry secondary men. It was a big win for head coach Whit Parks and the Fort Loramie Club. 2 straight wins in the Northwest Central Conference to earn a tie for the league crown. Both wins on the road. The single wing has been tough to defend here in the latter half of the year. It will be interesting to see how Minster responds to Fort Loramie here tonight. The Wildcats playing excellent football. It's a Minster team which is not like last year's club, that's for certain. No Eli Wolf to throw the ball up in the air to. The Wildcats this year playing better defense, running the ball more. Each team a much different club than in late August this season, that's for certain.
Well, we were here for the opening game when Fort Loramie came here, and Josh Nixon was 15-19 for 260 yards and 6 touchdowns. That was in the first half. He didn't play in the second half.
It was a 34-point second quarter by Minster, which did Fort Loramie in on that night. Final tally was 41-7. We expect a much tighter game here this evening. Obviously, Minster the favorite, the number one seed here in this region in Division 7. The weather conditions ideal. How about this, Chuck? We've had 10 outstanding weeks. Of the 11, only one rainy one can I recall. That was week 2 when we were on the air at Brookville, and we finally got the Rockets game in Anna Brookville on Saturday midday. But My goodness, we're in the, what, low 60s tonight, slight breeze out of the west, no chance of rain. And the field here at Minster is plush, bright green. I was on the playing surface a little while ago. It is thick. It's like a carpet.
Yeah, it looks really nice. I mean, I'm a big fan of the turf, but boy, when you can have a football field that looks like this, this takes me back to the old days.
Well, we're just about 20 minutes away from the opening kickoff of this game. We'll hear from both head coaches shortly, Whit Parks of Fort Loramie and Garen Stokes of Minster, their upcoming. Many thanks to our fine underwriting sponsors tonight, including our anchors all year long, American Architectural Glass in Clayton, owned by Jason Meyer of Fort Loramie. Thanks, AAG, very much. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Holloway Sportswear in Sydney. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center. Sydney Body Car Star on Staley in Sydney. U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. The Sydney Daily News with the best local sports page coverage around. And Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie. Thanks to Mitch Middendorf and all of his associates at Middendorf Builders. Keep in mind, Middendorf is the developer for the new Timber Trail subdivision, south edge of Anna on Route 25A. Anna Schools, Anna Utilities, near I-75, not far from Honda. A lot of wooded lots available at the Timber Trail subdivision. Call Mitch Middendorf. He is the developer at Middendorf Builders, and Mitch Middendorf will construct a customized home to meet your specifications. Thanks to these additional underwriting sponsors, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program, finish in 2 years, go a night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like Brookins. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Nickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for added savings at goffenafurniture.com. Goffney Furniture on West Michigan in Sydney. Frisch is in Sydney. Hey, what's your favorite thing? And many thanks as well to the In-Between, just south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between. It's out of this world. And John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. These Anna community sponsors, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville, on-time high-tech computer solutions, and Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, 8 expanding divisions, excellent workmanship offered by Wells Brothers, Inc. These sponsors are on the air for Fort Loramie games specifically. Thank you very much. Geyers, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram in Fort Loramie. Customer service with a smile since all the way back to 1922 when Geyers was established. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. A tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's. TomJerrys.com. That's Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning on Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at Minster High School. Coming up here in about 15 minutes, kickoff between the Minster Wildcats, the number one seed in this region, the Fort Loramie Redskins, the number eight seed, as Fort Loramie tries to avenge a season-opening loss 41-7 right here at Minster. First off, we're going to hear from Fort Loramie head coach Whit Parks. He talked about his team's nice comeback effort last week for the second straight week. He said for 2 weeks in a row his club needed to adjust to the speed of the opposition.
Yeah, it was somewhat of a repeat from the week before, but and I'm not sure why. We just had to adjust a little bit to their speed because, I mean, you know, you can't simulate that during the week, and they had some really fast guys. So, but we did adjust and came out and got a hold of the football game and got the momentum, and then we pretty much controlled it. But we will not be able to afford to do that this week. I mean, we will have to, we can't give them a head start like that.
You had 2-3 and outs offensively to start the game. What happened? Because then you started moving the ball regularly.
Well, some blocking adjustments. movements. In our offense, our unbalanced single wing, everybody lines up a little bit differently. So sometimes it takes us a series or two to figure out exactly what they're doing, get our kids on the sideline, tell them how we want to block. And we have a lot, we've blocked a lot of different scenarios, so the kids know how to do that, but we just have to find what's best against that defense.
Hey, Plummy Gardner is one heck of an athlete. You began to corral him in the second quarter. They went away from the run, and you chased him down pretty well.
Yeah, we got a lot of pressure on him. Our kids, our defensive four, front four, did a great job of containing him, keeping him inside. And then we sent a couple linebackers now and then and put a lot of pressure on him and did a good job of open field tackling. And put, some of those were coverage sacks also.
Sure.
Kids had him covered downfield and he couldn't get the ball off.
Speaking of coverage, Jarrett Meyer with a crucial interception in the end zone to deny them a 12-0 lead.
Well, Jarrett has made some big plays for us all year. He always guards the number one guy on the other team, and he's only a sophomore. We're excited about that because he's a pretty good player. But that was critical. I mean, we had to get that stop, and from that point on, we pretty much got the momentum.
You mentioned your front four defensively. Highlight those young men who have played exceedingly well, and they're the rock of your defense. They set the tone.
Yeah, Nate Plyman and Frank Meyer are the two fence posts out there on the end, you know, and they do a great job. They're both juniors, and Nate was first-team All-League, and Frank was second-team All-League, and we're real excited about how much better they've gotten as the year has gone on. And then Dylan Eilerman and Josh Siegel in the middle, two seniors, nice size kids. Dylan is kind of the take-up room guy in there and does a great job up and down the line. Josh is a little bit quicker, and he can put some pressure on. But that group has done a good job.
I can't remember exactly what stage of the game this play occurred, but you were facing, I believe, fourth down and fairly long. Fine catch on a screen pass down around his knees by Carter Mesher. He made a man miss, and then away he went down your sideline for a big run after catch.
Well, he has been coming the last 3 weeks a big play guy for us. I mean, this guy's only a freshman and has great speed and has some natural instincts. We're really excited about him. But we got the ball to him. The ball was low. He made a nice catch. And he has the ability to make somebody miss in the open field. And that's one of the things we like to do with him is get him in space so he can use that speed and that ability that he has.
And boy, did Drew Worman ever blaze a trail down the field on that one long touchdown romp.
Yeah, that was really critical too. I mean, he, you know, that was just a power play, and he's got great vision, and he's gotten better at that as he's gotten more familiar with this position. And he saw a cut back there and made a guy miss and outran the rest of them and got it in for a big score for us.
Whit Parks, head coach of Fort Loramie, our guest before tonight's playoff game between the Redskins and Minster, a team you played way back in August at Minster. You stayed with the Wildcats in the first quarter. Your team has changed a lot since then. Surely Minster has improved too. What have you learned about viewing tape of that game way back week one?
Well, we made a lot of mistakes. We threw an interception early. We fumbled early in the half. We were just a different football team, especially offensively. I mean, conceptually, we're completely different right now, and we're more of a run football team. And have gained confidence with that. So, you know, defensively, I think we've grown. It's mostly the same kids, but they've grown and gotten better. And I'm sure Minster has, too, and I look at them on tape. I mean, they're a prolific offensive football team and a good, they'll be the best defensive team we've seen since we saw them in week one before. You know, they just really have a good team. 22 seniors, you know, they're on all cylinders right now, and we're going to have to play our best.
Would it be safe to say perhaps your best defense is to run the ball well, control the clock, keep their offense on the sideline?
Well, that's kind of our philosophy all the time, but especially this week with Nixon and as good a player as he is, and we don't want to give him as many plays as he normally gets because they get a lot of offensive plays, and the more chances they have with the athletes they have, the more they're going to score.
Health of the Redskins going into week 11.
We feel very fortunate because, you know, a lot of times this time of the year you're not healthy, and we have everybody on all cylinders and everybody ready to go, and nobody's really chipped up or anything, so if we don't get anything during the game, we'll be 100%.
Words of Fort Loramie head coach Whit Parks. Chuck, this is a young football team, perhaps not nearly as young, though, as the Redskins were back in August, only 10 seniors. But the underclassmen have gained valuable experience over these 10 games.
Well, yeah, there's no doubt about it. I mean, Mesher did, I don't know if he even played much in that first game. So
right. Yep.
There's a lot of changes. The thing that gives Minster a problem tonight is they've had a week, or actually 5 days, to prepare for this single wing. So that's going to be an option that they're going to have to change. As far as Laramie goes, this is the same offense that they saw the first time. So that gives them a little bit of an advantage. But as Coach Park says, they can't have that same start they've had the last 2 weeks.
No, you're exactly right. And I think a key to this game is how well Fort Loramie plays right out of the gate. The Redskins need to hang around and eventually shift that burden of pressure from the underdog to the favorite. If Fort Loramie is in this contest in the second half, you never know what can happen.
Well, that's exactly the way you need to play the game tonight. The kids need to be loose. Just go ahead and play. Have fun, and whatever happens, happens.
Right. Garen Stokes, head coach of the Minster Wildcats. Of course, Minster had Eli Wolf last year at wide receiver. He went on to Tennessee to play football. He leaped into the air and caught just about everything thrown to him last season. Without Eli Wolf, Coach Stokes has had to impress upon his club this year that each member of the roster must maximize his potential.
It's been a big emphasis of ours. Just, you can't replace Eli with anybody. No, there's no Eli, 6'4", 205-pound athletes that are tough and work like he did. Those aren't walking through our school anytime soon. So everybody just had to be better in different areas and in little ways and unique, you know, downs, just getting play from their solid play from different people. So it's been a big time challenge for us. Our kids have done, our 19 seniors have done a really good job of answering that. I don't know if we have replaced him, but we've had kids step up and fill roles and been really solid at doing their job.
Yeah, what personnel group have you been most pleased with? What area of your manpower has improved over the course of the season most, would you say?
Oh, man, our outside linebackers have done a really nice job. Our defensive backs have created turnovers for us. Our offensive line consistently gets better. But I just like our competitiveness right now. Like we're not sharp and we're not crazy fundamentally sound and we're not schematically always right. But our kids just compete their tails off, and that's all we can ask for.
Yeah, speaking of competing, speaking of good defense, you won three very close games in the MAC over the course of the year, Fort Recovery, Versailles, St. Henry. You had to play good D down the stretch in those games and make game-winning scores late.
Yeah, all those games were tough, like fight, scratch and claw type wins against three good teams, and our kids found a way to win. Just I don't know how, I don't know why. Just they made plays when plays needed to be made, and got stops when the stops were big, and just found a way to win. We come back every Saturday morning and watch the tape, and it's like, man, how did we win? We didn't play real well. And our kids, credit to them, they've constantly found a way.
Thinking all the way back now to week one, you defeated Fort Loramie at Minster handily. Offensively that game, Josh was on fire. Your receivers caught everything in sight. From an offensive standpoint, have you had a better passing game than that since?
Probably not. We had opportunities, and the kids went out and made plays. So it's going to be interesting Friday night. They're going to do the same stuff to us, and we've got to execute. If we don't, we're going to be in a really tough ball game.
Garen Stokes, head coach of Minster, our guest before tonight's quarterfinal regional play here at Minster against the Fort Loramie Redskins. Second meeting between the two. Do you watch tape of game one?
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. For sure. Yeah, and they're a completely different team than they were week one, too, so that tape doesn't say a whole lot about them as their identity is now. But we've got a big-time challenge in front of us this week. They've consistently gotten better week in and week out. Coach Parks has done a great job with those guys, and it's going to be a fight.
Now, your kicking game has been top-notch. Schultz does one heck of a job. I'm sure you were extremely pleased to get him back after losing him against Versailles.
Yeah, he changes the complete. I guess, philosophy of our defense. Mm-hmm. His kickoffs were kind of a bend but don't break defense, and we'd have to change to be an aggressive style, attack you defense, and maybe give up more big plays that way if we didn't have that kicking game. It fits our personnel and fits our defense philosophy perfect to have such a good kicker and such a consistent deal weapon to start people, you know, where they start field position wise. And then PATs have been huge. All those close ball games came down to either PATs or field goals. So
sure.
He's won them for us. He's been a huge asset to our program.
Yeah, speaking of weapons, of course, on offense, Josh Nixon, excellent thrower, quarterback, manages the team extremely well offensively. Evan Huelsman gets big yards on the ground in the clutch.
Yeah, one of the toughest, most awesome kids I've ever coached. just a workhorse grinder. Plays the game of football the exact way that you could draw up anybody or create anybody playing the game of football. Hasn't broken a long run over 20 yards all year, I don't think. But just grinds out just goofy, ugly ways to get yards. And he's one of our favorite kids we've ever coached. And he has helped this culture get closer to being right day in and day out consistently by his work. And he challenges our offensive line to get better. Everybody around him gets better because of his work ethic. It's just been an awesome kid to coach for us.
I bet you never dreamed back in the month of September you'd be playing Fort Loramie round one of the playoffs, did you?
No, it should be fun. It should be fun. They're a much better team than they were in week one, so we're excited to get rolling.
Well, you can tell, Chuck, that Aaron Stokes, head coach of Minster, not at all taking the Redskins lightly, though Minster won 41-7 back in August. His comments in the last moment reflecting that his club will be extremely ready, defending state champs in Division 6 Minster.
Well, one of the things he has going for him tonight is usually kids, when they replay somebody that they beat as badly as they did, it's really hard. You can tell them all day long it's a different team. But first round of the playoffs, I think that's going to get their attention.
Mm-hmm. Both coaches alluding to the kicking game, Chuck, could be very important tonight. Jason Schultz, a long game-winning field goal for Minster against St. Henry. And how about Josh Siegel for Fort Loramie? His 4 points, field goal, extra point, won the game up at Upper Soda Valley, 16-12.
Well, the kicking game is huge. And, boy, in high school, it can be great or it can kill you.
And especially in close games in the playoffs, a converted kick here, there can make the difference for certain. We're about 2.5 minutes away from the opening kickoff of tonight's game between Minster and Fort Loramie. Thanks for joining us here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Our pregame sponsor is the In-Between. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, 7 of us, including 5 children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Starting lineup for the Fort Loramie Redskins. Very young offensive line featuring 3 sophomores. At left guard, Nolan Holdhouse. He is a sophomore. The right tackle, Mike Hoying, is a sophomore. The left tackle, Sam Putoff, also a sophomore. The center is Tate Shouldis. He is a junior. Blake Geyer at a split end. Blake is a senior. Daniel Burning will play at end as well. He is a junior. Nate Plyman may play some tight end for the Redskins. He is a junior. The quarterback, Drew Worman, a senior. The H-back, Jacob Kitzmiller, a senior. And Carter Mesher, just a freshman, begins the game at the feature tailback position. Minster Wildcats with Josh Nixon at quarterback. Had a prolific throwing game week one against Fort Loramie. He made accurate throws, Chuck. I thought Fort Loramie played pretty good pass defense in that game. But it looked like the Minster receivers took lessons from Eli Wolf a year ago. Spectacular plays in that game season opening contest by the Minster Whiteouts.
Well, during the game, we even talked about the fact that Loramie really didn't play that poorly.
No.
They just they ran into against the quarterback that was so hot, there was really not much they could do about it.
No, nothing at all. As Coach Stokes commented just a few minutes ago, his team benefited from a very competitive schedule this year, including three late-season nail-biters in the Midwest Athletic Conference. An 8-7, or I should say a 14-12 victory over Fort Recovery after having spotted Fort Recovery the first two touchdowns of that game. 24-21 over St. Henry, a game in which the Redskins led the Wildcats. And, of course, Fort Loramie has had to battle adversity, starting out 0-4 on the year. Each team on six-game win streaks. With the wind at their backs, the Wildcats will kick off to begin the contest. Schultz is at his 30. He'll stride forward and boot it from the 40 momentarily. Here's the kick, and we are underway. And right off the bat, the kicking game makes its mark on this contest as Jason Schultz for Minster bangs a low line drive boot through the left corner of the end zone. Even at Fort Loramie, got that ball, Chuck, back around the goal line in the corner of the field. Don't know if the Redskins could have gotten it back to the 20.
That might have been the best thing to happen to them, that it went through the end zone.
Exactly. First and 10, Fort Loramie. The single wing look. We'll see how Minster defends it here at the start. Warman at quarterback, although occasionally the direct snap will go to another player. And here is a two-yard run over left guard by the Redskins. Minster stacks it up. Brad Plyman got the football right away. Fort Loramie doesn't snap it to Drew. It goes to Plyman.
They'll have times where they've got three guys back there and you don't know who they're going to snap it to.
You're right. Only two were in the offensive backfield on that play. Second down and 8 for the Redskins. Line of scrimmage, the Fort Loramie 22. Kitz Miller, the H-back, is in the offensive backfield now. Snap to Werman. Werman worms his way between right tackle and guard over the 25 to about the 27-yard line. He picked up 5. Chuck, borrowing a phrase from you last week.
Yeah, don't give me credit for that one.
Third down and 3 for the Redskins, shy of the 27. Will be interesting to see if head coach Whit Parks believes this is a passing situation or not.
I would be shocked.
Fort Loramie lines up with two tights, a slot right. Snap directly back. Ball carrier for Fort Loramie's got the first down. Good hole opened up between right tackle and guard. Carter Mesher skipped his way across the 30. Not much of a crease, but he took advantage. Carter Mesher, Chuck, has a lot of know-how and savvy. Very good running back, just a ninth grader.
He's impressive, and I'll tell you what, he ran into Ben Putoff, and Ben didn't bend.
No, Ben Putoff didn't budge at all, but Mesher picked up every bit of 5 in the first down to the 32. Here's a direct snap back on the play to Werman, who tries to get the left corner turned, and he is banged out of bounds at about the 33 or 34. He simply ran out of real estate. Might have gotten a yard, no more than that. Second down and 9 for Fort Loramie. Outstanding pursuit on the play by Jared Hulsman of Minster. Second and 9, Redskins. We played exactly 2 minutes here in the first quarter. Game's opening drive. Nothing, nothing. Minster yet to get the football on offense. Fort Loramie to the line of scrimmage. Give Werman a plus 1 on the previous play. Snap back goes to Mesher, and Mesher stumbles toward the line of scrimmage, and he's flattened in his tracks right there at the 32 for no gain. Third and 10 for the Redskins. Very good penetration by Minster's defensive front, Chuck.
Yeah, they're not going to be surprised by Mesher at this point.
Nope. The Wildcats got below the Redskins' pads on that play and submarined the ball carrier. Nothing for Mesher. Minimal gain, maybe a foot, no more. Third and nine, 32-yard line. Redskins, Worman rolling right, way back behind the line of scrimmage. He tucks the football away, scampers up the field. On the numbers, far sideline, managed to edge to the 40. Boy, he made about 8 yards, Chuck, out of not much of anything. Good effort by Worman, but he's still a full yard short of the first down stake.
Well, and that was going to be a pass, but the pressure got to him right off, and he does such a nice job of running the football.
And the Redskins, playing with nothing to lose, come to the line of scrimmage, prepared to go for it on fourth and one from the 41. The snap will go 5 yards behind the line to either Mesher or Worman. Minster almost jumped. Let's see if Fort Laramie does snap it.
And they were trying to jump him. Yep.
Worman eventually signals a timeout for Fort Laramie.
They got some movement, but they didn't get him across the line.
Exactly. Redskins trying to attract a 5-yard pre-snap penalty for Minster. It simply did not happen. One of our Fort Laramie game sponsors here on ScorersBroadcast.com is Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Laramie, giving your system the tune-up it needs. Place all your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timberman at Tom and Jerry's, fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Tom and Jerry's, family-owned, building a quality name on developing relationships a customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's, Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Laramie, on the web at TomJerry's.com. That's TomJerry's.com. Cody Gasson now, after the timeout, is on to punt for Fort Laramie. Takes the snap at his 27. The fourth and one situation results in a kick by Gasson. It's a short one. It goes straight up in the air, lands at the 42. Minster rolls to the 38, and that's where the Wildcats have the football. First down and 10 yards to go. Chuck, I think from Fort Laramie's preceding line of scrimmage, only about a 23, 24-yard kick.
Yeah, that one got up into the wind, and it really held it up. You could see it. It just kind of went straight up. He got a decent bounce, or it would have been less than that.
The wind advantage is at Minster's back here in the first quarter. And here come the Wildcats, offensively spread all the way across the field. And Nixon at quarterback tosses the ball to the man in motion behind the formation. Fort Laramie pursues it very well, and the ball carrier is gang tackled at the 39-yard line, right at the line of scrimmage.
That's that little pop pass. It's not really a jet sweep. It's considered a pass because he tosses it forward. If he drops it, it's just an incompletion.
Linebacker Daniel Burning has had a solid year for Fort Laramie. He was the first man to hit Hulsman on that play. Here's Nixon back to throw. Whips one up the field about 7 yards to the hash mark far side, down around the knees of the receiver. He cannot hang on. Incomplete. And Jacob Dews, more often than not, will catch that one. Fort Laramie had a defender in the area. Would have taken a 3 or 4 yard run after the catch to get the first down, but it's incomplete. Third down for Minster. And 9.5 to go for a first down. Nixon takes the snap. Oh, here is a handoff up the middle. And Bulling for big yardage over the 50. Go the Wildcats into Fort Laramie's end of the field at the 44. A quick 16-yard romp by Minster. Boy, I think back to a play last year, Chuck. Third and long, Minster late in the game against Mechanicsburg. Hulsman blasted ahead right up the gut for 30. Here is Hulsman on first and 10, dancing to the outside, stays on his feet. There's a marker down behind the play as Hulsman tracks to about the 35, nearly got a first down, but it's coming back. Head coach Garen Stokes talked in the pregame about Evan Hulsman, who is a gritty ball player.
Well, that was, yeah, that's exactly what he talked about. That was not a pretty run, but boy, did he move the pile.
He sure did, and Hulsman has been counted on more and more during this year, his senior season. Spot foul against Minster, pushes the ball back to the 48. It occurred during the run. First down all over again for the Wildcats, who now need 17 to go for a first down. Nixon has two receivers right, one to the left. Minster 3 yards shy of the 50. Inside handoff to Hillsman. Over right guard, stays on his feet, trudges to the 46 of Fort Loramie. He goes down right there. Second and 12 coming up. Pretty good tackle on the play by Nate Plyman. He got a hand on Hillsman. Wildcats to the line of scrimmage. This team is blessed with outstanding receivers. Jacob Dews, Jack Puppelman, Bryce Schmiesing, all with good speed. Snap to Nixon. Nixon looks left, fires a bullet. A leaping effort by a receiver at the 33. It is juggled, and it goes to the ground. Incomplete, no good.
Well, that was Cody Gasson, and he put a hand in there and knocked that one away.
Cody Gasson got a fist on the football. He jammed the receiver, Puppelman, about 10 yards downfield. Outstanding defensive effort by Gasson, and it forces a third and 11 for Minster. No score in this game. We've played 5.5 minutes first quarter. Each team has possessed the ball once. Two receivers near side for Nixon. Handoff straightaway, Hulsman. He breaks a tackle at the point of attack, stays on his feet. He journeys down inside the 40, pounds to the 35. He's got the first down. He needed 11 or so, and that's what he got. Well, we highlighted Hulsman in our pregame. We've talked about him already.
He just runs really hard. You're not going to arm tackle him.
Here is Nixon to Hulsman again. It worked once, try it another time. And he hammers for 4 or 5 more to the 30 of Fort Loramie. Brad Plyman and Frank Meyer in there on the tackle for Fort Loramie. The gain good for 4. As the Wildcats went to the line of scrimmage after gaining the first down, handed to Hulsman on a quick cadence. Once more, Hulsman. Pile driving right up the gut behind that fine offensive line made up of 4 seniors and a junior. Hulsman's got 4 more. 3rd and 1 for the Wildcats. It's a fast break offense. Minster quickly to the line. Hulsman once more. He lunges right between a couple Fort Loramie tacklers, stays on his feet, surges to about the 19. He's got the first down. Offensive line, Pierce McGowan, Josh Otting, Jesse Burkhead at center, Isaac Dorston, Derek Grishup getting the job done for Minster. 1st and 10 Wildcats, 5:18 to go, first quarter, no score. Snap to Nixon. Nixon to Hulsman again. He won't go down, stays on his feet, good balance. Scrambles to the 15, inside it to the 14.
Jack, the last 2 weeks, it's been the outside that's hurt him defensively. Now, Minster just running between the tackles.
Yeah, good point. 3 receivers flanked to the left on 2nd and 4 for Nixon. He goes Hulsman again. Hulsman outside right tackle, has an open lane, slides down on his keister at the 9. A late marker is dropped. He's close to a first down. The officials confer. And it is a hold against the Wildcats. The penalty came in very late.
It did come in late, but I saw the official telling the other official he was having trouble getting it out of his pocket. So he was given the excuse. That's why it was late.
Well, we put a spotlight in the pregame, Chuck, on Evan Hulsman. Garen Stokes, the head coach of the Wildcats, helped us do that. And Hulsman has lit a fire under this Minster offensive attack. On the opening drive for the Wildcats, 4:35 to go first quarter. Penalty sets Minster back on its heels a little bit. 23-yard line of Fort Loramie. 2nd down and 14 to go for a first down. Here is the snap back to Nixon. Fakes one pass, then goes long and deep. Left sideline, end zone. A little too much air under it and distance as well. It's incomplete. Jacob Dews was sprinting. Fort Loramie had a cornerback, Gasson, slide over. Help from Jarrett Meyer.
Worman came over from that safety spot and got over there just to distract him, too.
3rd and 14 for Minster. Line of scrimmage, the Fort Loramie 23.
Good team defense. That was a good pump fake that time, and it held the corner enough that he was open if he would have got the ball out there just a little quicker.
Nixon sends 1-2 receivers to the left, including one of his flankers. Keep an eye on him, Bryce Schmiesing. He's very speedy. Here's a short drop, but Nixon fires on a slant near hash mark, 6-yard line, off the mark, no good, incomplete. Intended on the play for Jack Pumpleman. He was spun around just as the ball arrived. A Fort Laramie defender was there, ball a bit out in front of him. And it's fourth down and 14 yards to go for Minster from the Fort Laramie 24. 4:14 to go here in the first quarter. A field goal from this distance, Chuck, would have to go, what, about 40 yards?
Yeah, it's on the 23, so it's a 40. It'd be a 40-yarder.
With the wind at his back, Schultz can make it, but the Wildcats disdain the field goal try. They go for it. 4th and 14. Nixon in the pocket. Throws toward the end zone. Far left side of the field. Redskins in good defensive position to bat the ball away. Wow. Schmiesing was the target again, Chuck. Fort Laramie with a cornerback and safety sliding over to pinch Schmiesing just as the ball got there.
That was Jarrett Meyer, and boy, he did a great job. He had coverage the whole way, saw where the ball was, and did a great job of not interfering.
Aaron Ploss also in the vicinity for Fort Laramie, and the Redskins take over the football. Minster turns it over on downs. Well, that defensive stand by Fort Laramie, Chuck, is certainly something we didn't see in the first half of the Redskin D against Minster back in August.
That was 21-0 by now.
Here is Fort Laramie running from scrimmage, 23-yard line. Carter Mesher weaves his way to the middle of the field. He's got two or three over the 25 to the 26. Six running plays. Minster tackle on the play, the linebacker Peter Ranley. You heard Coach Stokes of Minster talk about the improved play of his defense, including the linebackers on his club. Second down, a little less than 8 to go for a first down for the Redskins, who have 3 in the offensive backfield. And here's a counter back to the right. It looked like from the action of the players, there might have been a loose football, but not so. Very short advance on the play by Jarrett Meyer. He ran the ball a couple times a week ago. It's been rushed by committee since the injury to Wes Putoff of Fort Laramie. Third down and a little less than 7 to go for a first down. Line of scrimmage, the Redskins 27. We played 9 minutes in this game, no score. Second possession for Fort Laramie. Redskins must push the football to the 34 for a first down. Three receivers to the left, including a man in the slot. Snap back to Worman, rolling left side. He tucks the ball under his shoulder and runs. He tight ropes the boundary into the Minster bench. Inches his way to the 33, 34. Lunges to the 35. Chuck, he got it. First and 10.
Boy, he tucked that ball and got exactly what he needed.
True, Worman needed 7.5. And he got 7 yards and 2 feet. First down, Redskins at their own 35. 2.5 to go, first quarter, no score. Fort Laramie to the line of scrimmage. Unbalanced line to the right. Single wing look. Worman takes the deep snap. He's way back behind the line, 15 yards. Fires up over the 40. Picked off by a black-shirted Wildcat player. Returned 5 yards to the 37.
He had pressure right in his face that time, was off his back foot. Probably not a wise decision to throw that one.
Nope. What Drew thought he saw, he didn't see very well because a Wildcat defender hopped right in front. It looked like the ball was intended for Blake Geyer downfield, and that was simply a standout defensive play by the Minster Wildcats. It was Jacob Steckschulte on the pick. And Minster, with just over 2 to play in the first quarter, has the ball at the Fort Laramie 37. Here is a reverse. Here's a snap back to the quarterback, Nixon, who then laterals to Schmiesing, and Schmiesing is corralled at the line of scrimmage.
Frank Meyer had that totally defended, didn't make the tackle, did force him to turn the ball back in where he had help.
Yep, beautifully done by the Fort Laramie defense as the Redskin defenders stayed in their lanes. And cornered that lateral play to Schmiesing, who was lined up on the right, swung back behind Nixon, reminding me a little bit of Sanu's touchdown by the Bengals last night against the Browns, although this play here by Minster not as effective.
I think Loramie's defense is better than the Browns.
Second and 11 for Minster. Line of scrimmage, the Redskins 38. It's Hulsman pile driving over the right side of the line. He's shoved back at the 35. Redskins defensive line stout on that play, giving up ground grudgingly. Good effort by Dylan Eilerman. Help from Nate Plyman. Third down, 8 yards to go for Minster. Ball in the middle of the field at the Fort Loramie 35. Short drop to Nixon. Throws to the back shoulder to a receiver at the 20-yard line. It is in the hands of the Minster Wildcat player and out. Again, double coverage by Fort Loramie. Ball was intended downfield for the Minster Wildcat, Jacob Deuce.
Cody Gasson again got in there, got a hand in there, knocked the ball away.
If Gasson has been splendid so far in defensive pass coverage for the Redskins. That was the back shoulder throw, Chuck. Nixon threw it in the right spot. Fort Loramie just had it blanketed. Under a minute to go, first quarter, fourth down for Minster. 8 yards to go from the Fort Loramie 35. Two-step drop on the play by Nixon. Middle screen, caught at the 38. A block, a missed tackle. Run after catch, 30, 25, 23-yard line. It's a first down. Fine play. Schmiesing, who's got very quick feet, caught it. Patient run after catch. First time we've seen that play in this game. Might see it again later on. Big fourth down conversion of a first down by Minster inside the 25 of Fort Loramie. Nixon throwing back shoulder near sideline. A fight for the football at the 12. It is incomplete. Intended for Deuce. Fort Loramie nearly snatched it right away from him.
With Gasson playing just a terrific corner right now, just blanketing them, and then Worman coming up from that safety spot almost made the interception.
Yep, junior Cody Gasson all over Jacob Dews. Worman assisted. Second down, 10 yards to go for Minster. Line of scrimmage, the Fort Loramie 23. Half minute to go, first quarter, no score. Nixon gets the snap. Gives to Hulsman right behind the center. He is stalemated at the 21. He might have wedged out two. That's it. Scoreboard clock reached 20 seconds left in the first. Josh Siegel helped plug up what little hole there was for the Fort Loramie defense. Third down and over eight, nearly nine to go for a first down. And the Minster Wildcats will not run another play. Minster will have a big third down coming up in Fort Loramie's end of the field when the second quarter starts here at Minster in this Division 7 regional quarterfinal. Wildcats nothing, Redskins nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
U.S. Bank provides custom solutions to help you grow your business. Whether you've just started in a friend's apartment.
What do you mean there's no printer?
Or opened your first office.
We have a printer.
Or maybe you've opened a new location.
We have so many printers.
You'll have a business banker there to guide you every step of the way. Visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank, National Association, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student-athletes. Wilson Athletic Trainers serve specific schools and are on-site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Fort Loramie's defense trying to turn back Minster. Wildcats have a third down and eight outside the 20 of Fort Loramie. We start play here in the second quarter. Nothing, nothing. Two receivers flank to the left. And before the cadence begins from quarterback Josh Nixon, he doesn't like what he sees on the field, and he uses a timeout. Chuck, we'll keep it right here momentarily and tell our listeners about a couple of our Fort Loramie game sponsors, including Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram. You've got to check out the fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's. Super deals, customer pricing and financing. Follow the footsteps of many satisfied Geyer's patrons who travel from Dayton, Lima, Fort Wayne, and Indianapolis. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's back in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. And he's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyer's have done business the very same way. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at GeyersInc.com, GeyersInc.com. Third down for Minster, a little more than 8 yards to go. Line of scrimmage, the 21 of Fort Loramie. Nixon to throw, slant pattern, middle of the field, Schmeezing, leaping catch at the 5, glides toward the goal line. Does he get in? No, he's tackled about a half yard away. That was a quick post pattern run by Schmeezing. Nixon hit him right on the numbers.
That slant's been open. He's just not hit him, but that time he had no problem.
Wildcats to the line of scrimmage very quickly. A hasty handoff to Hulsman, and Hulsman is subdued. Might have lost a couple feet back to the 1.5. First half minute, second quarter, no score. Serious threat being posed here by Minster. Outside the Fort Loramie 1, second down and goal to go.
Score from Tip City. Tip City leads Piqua. They stopped them on a first and goal and scored on their first play from scrimmage. It's 7-0 Tip City.
Snap back to Nixon at the 7-yard line. Gives it on the play to Hulsman. Hulsman behind his experienced offensive line. Powers to the goal line. Over for the touchdown. And the Minster Wildcats take a 6-0 lead in the first minute of the second quarter. Now, Fort Loramie's defense, Chuck, has been on the field, I should say, quite a bit. And it's played stubbornly, giving up ground very grudgingly through the first quarter plus.
Well, they've run 24 plays to Fort Loramie's 10 so far.
Here's the extra point try by Jason Schultz of Minster. And he swings that mighty leg of his and drives it through. Minster Wildcats 7, Fort Loramie Redskins nothing. 11:16 to go, second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Clayton completed major glass installation for the beautiful new University of Kentucky soccer complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
And they were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in. And I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. And it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG.
The service that we got, the facilities that we've been able to generate from their work has been fantastic.
American Architectural Glass, AAGInc.OH.com.
Minster Wildcats kept pounding with that fast break offense and finally worked their way down the field, punched it into the end zone, all set up as a result of a fine throw from Nixon to Schmeezing. A quick slant that got the ball down inside the 1. Two plays later, Hulsman notches the TD. Schultz adds the extra point. Kickoff by Schultz is a short one on the ground down to the Fort Loramie 35. Returned over the 45 to the 47. Head coach Whit Parks of Fort Loramie and his club will be pleased with that field position.
Well, Alec Holthouse, and he got some carries last week, so he's used to handling the football.
You're right, Chuck. Alec was among the committee members a week ago who lugged the football on offensive plays. Redskins up to the line, 46-yard line, own end of the field. 1 minute gone, second quarter. Snap back to Carter Mesher. Sweeps around left end, meets resistance 3 yards downfield, and lunges to the 50 and over it. He managed at least 4, second down, and a little less than 6 to go for a first down. 49.5-yard line of Minster. Well, it was the second quarter back in week one, Chuck, when Minster struck for 34 points and broke the game wide open. Fort Loramie blanked Minster in this game for a period. It was nothing after one. Here's a spin move by Mesher in the offensive backfield. Little sleight of hand action. He kept it. A hole opened. He dashed through it. An 8-yard gallop to the 42 of Minster. First and 10. Redskins have moved the ball at times so far in this game. And have been very resistant on defense. Minster managed its first score just a minute ago, early stage, second quarter. First and 10. Snap to Mesher again. He dives over left guard. He got one.
He's 5'10", 150 pounds, and not afraid to run between the tackles.
No, he's not. And he'll get bigger and stronger during his football playing days at Fort Loramie. Pickup of one. Line of scrimmage, the Minster 41, second down and 9. Slot right. Couple of tight ends, three players in the offensive backfield. Snap back on the play to Mesher. Spin move. Tries to dance outside right tackle. Minster closes that play down at the 39. Coming up off the stop for the Minster Wildcats was Jonathan Niemeyer, a 6'1 junior cornerback, who came up to get a piece of the ball carrier. Assistance provided by Peter Ranley, a solid linebacker for the Wildcats. Third down, 7 for Fort Loramie at the Minster 39. 3 minutes gone, second quarter, 7-0 Minster. Three wideouts near side. Here's the snap back on the play to Worman. Worman rolling right, wants to throw downfield, is a little tentative about throwing it, keeps it. The pocket collapses. He's flushed out of bounds back at the 41. He lost a yard and a half, and Fort Loramie will have to punt the football just short of the Minster 40-yard stripe.
Well, I thought like any kind of a gain on third down, and they were probably in a position to go for it on fourth, but now they're definitely not.
I'd agree with you, Chuck. Hey, you pick up three or four in that play. With nothing to lose on the road here at Minster, already down a score. You probably try to pull a rabbit out of your hat or out of your pocket and go for it on fourth down, but the Redskins lost a yard and kick it from the 40. Snap back to Gaston at the 50. Line drive boot, schmeezing over the shoulder, catches at the 2, running away from the field, and then he dances up the near sideline, makes the most of a little alley, gets to the 15, near the 20, out of bounds he goes.
Well, that worked out for him, but I'm not sure that that was a real good choice to catch that ball over the head because it was going to go out of the end zone.
Yeah, you're right. He did manage to thread his way to the 20-yard line, which is where Minster would have been positioned with the ball had it gone into the end zone, and Schmeezing allowed it to do, but Schmeezing with a very gutsy return from the 2 to the 20, first and 10 Minster. 7:55 to go, second quarter. Minster up 7-0. Three receivers far right. Inside handoff, Evan Hulsman. He's dragged down at the 21-yard line. Boy, that is a super defensive play by Frank Meyer of Fort Loramie. He got Hulsman by the top of the jersey, Chuck, and just yanked him to the turf.
Yep, didn't let go.
Second down, 8, gain of 2 for Minster. Again, trips to the right, a receiver to the left. Ball in the near hash. Here is the quarterback, Nixon, reads the play, fakes the handoff to Hulsman. Josh keeps, rumbles over the right side, beyond the 25 to the 28. That's when he wanted, leaving Minster a third and short. That's exactly what Minster desired on that play. A several-yard gain. In fact, he gained about 7, so it's third and 1. Nixon gets the snap. Late pitch to Hulsman. Hulsman tackled around the ankles at the 30, and he staggers forward to the 31. He's got the first down. Very good penetration on the play by the Fort Loramie Redskins.
they played that about as well as you could.
Yep.
They took the quarterback out with the pitch, had a guy out there, but Huelsman just had too much momentum going up the field.
Jarrett Meyer nearly wrapped him up for a short loss. First and 10, Minster, 31-yard line of the Wildcats. It's Huelsman right up the gut, riding behind his offensive line, and Fort Loramie slows him down. Nothing doing. Redskins snuff out that play. A plus one, maybe one and a half. Second down and less than nine for Minster. Six and a half to go in the second quarter. Minster 7, Fort Loramie nothing. Minster Wildcats flank three receivers to the far right. One to the near side. Nixon in the pistol will take the snap at least 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Nixon's got it, gets it down around his knees, looks into the right flat, it's a screen, and Fort Loramie's got it diagnosed beautifully. Tackle for a loss back at the 28.
Sydney Lehman leads Covington with 9 minutes to go in the second quarter, 7-6 at Covington.
It was Dews on the reception. He was smothered by Burning of Fort Loramie. That goes for a minus four, and it's third down and 12 to go for Minster. Line of scrimmage, the Wildcats 29. 5.5 to go in the second quarter. 7-0 Minster. Big third down, possession play here. Oh, it is a snap on the ground. Nixon goes back to the 17 to cover it. Makes a wild throw into the left flat behind the line of scrimmage. I'm not sure why that wouldn't be called intentional grounding.
Unless his arm got hit. That's why they used the ball went that way.
Right. He really couldn't discern whether or not he was clearly trying to pitch it to the sideline. That's where the ball went because he was pasted by an oncoming Eilerman of Fort Loramie, forcing a fourth down and 12 for Minster from the Wildcats 29. 5:14 to go in the second quarter. 7-0 Minster. Fort Loramie promises to get pretty good field position here as Minster Schultz punts against the wind. Low snap, gets it away. It bounces at the 48 of Fort Loramie. Return from the 43. A good bring back into Minster territory to near the 40, maybe beyond it. Brad Plyman toted the football, might have stepped out shy of the 40. Nonetheless, first and 10 Redskins in the Wildcats end of the field. Chuck, the Redskins have to be pleased with their field position in this game. During exchanges, swaps of the football, Redskins have had opportunities around midfield to nudge it down the gridiron.
Yep, they've had the advantage. The problem is they've gotten one first down on each three possessions they've had the ball. They can't sustain anything.
That's a good observation. There's nothing in the middle for Mesher, who sprints outside. Look at him go, near sideline. Mesher's got a lot of real estate, plenty of green in front. He blitzes to the 30, 25, 21, before being dropped. Carter Mesher with quick feet, Chuck. Boy, you talk about sensing the fact that there was nothing in the middle. He knew right now all he had was a yard, no more. He bounced it to the outside. Good spring around in by Mesher, and it was a track meet. Fine run by him. 22 quick ones just outside the 20 of Minster. First and 10, Fort Loramie. Snap back on the play. It is Mesher again. Look at him go. Outside right tackle. Sidesteps one man. Stays on his feet. Angles down to about the 11. Boy, it's the Carter Mesher show right now. He's been dazzling on this drive. Second down, a yard to go for Fort Loramie. 12-yard line of Minster, 4.5 to go first half. 7-0 Wildcats. Fort Loramie coming up to the line of scrimmage. Schultes, the junior, over the ball at center. Flanked by guards Dylan Eilerman and Nolan Holdhouse. Tackles Mike Hoying and Sam Putoff. Snap back on the play to Mesher. Mesher rolling left, looking for a crease. He's got a little one. He slices through it over the 10 to the 9. He's got the first down. Goal to go for the Redskins.
Excellent drive this time. They need to put the ball in the end zone.
After gaining good field position at the 43 of Minster, the Redskins are trying to sustain a drive, pound the ball into the end zone, and knock this game up late in the second quarter. 4 minutes left until halftime. 7-0 Minster. Fort Loramie to the line of scrimmage. Line unbalanced to the right. Single wing look as always. Here's the stat back. Good run right side. Mesher. Juked left, juked right. Stuck his head in there. And he cracked down to about the 6, maybe the 5. Goal to go from that spot on the field for Fort Loramie. Boy, you can bet, Chuck, the Redskins will try to continue to crunch away between the tackles and grind it into the end zone. Fort Loramie coming up to the line of scrimmage. Slot right. 3 players in the offensive backfield. Let's see if the direct snap comes to Mesher. No, it goes to Worman. Worman tries to take a few steps over right guard. Not much room there. Tackle made at the 4.
That was Mesher.
It was not Worman. It was Mesher, yeah, who on 2 running plays from the 9 has produced 5. Only a yard on that one. Goal to go from the 4. Down to 2:46 to go in the second quarter. It is 7-0 Minster. Fort Loramie trying to knock this game up before halftime. Redskins with a couple substitutions. Let's see if Fort Loramie doesn't try something different here and deal the ball off to Worman. Oh, it's a short pass play. Middle of the field. It is Worman who took the step and found a wide open receiver 8 yards deep in the end zone. Nate Plyman from his tight end spot slipped deep into the end zone. He was about a yard or so, no more, before reaching the back line. Worman faked the inside handoff to Mesher. I don't think many people in the stadium knew who had the ball. Worman raised up, and he was looking for Plyman. Plyman was exactly where Worman thought he would be. Minster waved at the pass going by, couldn't get a hand on it. It's 7-6 now. Extra point try by Siegel of Fort Loramie. Minster came rushing through, came close to blocking it, but Siegel's kick is perfect. We are all tied up. 2:22 left in the first quarter, and we said in the pregame, this had a very good chance of being a tight struggle here tonight at Minster. The Wildcats 7, the much improved Redskins 7, late in the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
The game of football requires speed, athletes that are fast and can outrun the competition. Digman Supply knows how important being fast is, not only in football, but when it comes to getting your order to you. That's why we have 10 trucks running the roads of West Central Ohio daily to get our large inventories to our customers. You don't win the game by being slow, and at Digman Supply, the word slow is not even in our vocabulary. Digman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires, North Main and Fort Loramie, has a huge tire sale you'll never get tired of. Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-295-3971. Talk to Jeff Gebhardt. Free pickup and delivery, too, at M&A Muffler and Tires. Minster with the return of the kickoff to the 29. 2:17 left until halftime. And don't count Minster out. The Wildcats can score quickly from anywhere on the field. We saw it happen, Chuck, numerous times last year and in week one against Fort Loramie.
Well, they've got so many weapons, and with Nixon back there, you're right, they can score on any play.
The timeout situation, Chuck?
Minster has 2.
Yep.
And Loramie has 2.
Yeah, Minster used 1 during the last drive. Oh, here's a beautiful pass play. A rifle shot, middle of the field. Nixon hit Schmiesing. A leaping catch at the 47. He's over the 50 to the Fort Loramie 49. Wow, the play went for 22. First and 10 Wildcats.
They're running that slant, and now he's hitting the pass. They were trying to throw the ball wide early, but now they're going away from Gasson, and they're throwing the ball towards the safeties.
Here's the handoff on the play to Yulsman. Yulsman bucks ahead to the 48, almost stopped in his tracks. Then he stays on his feet, digs to the near side, tackled at the 45. He picked up four. A minute 44 to go in the first half. Burning on the last stop for Fort Loramie. Second down and six for Minster. Game tied at seven. Last 90 seconds of the first half. Snap to Nixon. Nixon lobbing one down the near side of the field. Redskins with a defender there. A safety coming over to break it up.
That was Mesher. I'll tell you what, he made the interception. He was just out of bounds.
Carter Mesher came over from his free safety position, Chuck, and played it just like he should. He was the center fielder. And as you said, he had the best shot at the ball. Might have caught it out of bounds. Well, Minster's thrown the football into coverage several times in this game. Boy, you can tell Fort Loramie is so extremely well prepared. 7-7 tie. Minute 29 to go, second quarter. Third and six for Minster at the 44 of Fort Loramie. Here's a forward pitch by Nixon. Nixon on a shovel up ahead to the ball carrier at the 42. Run after catch to the 36-yard line. Well done. It was Peter Ranley who speared it. Fort Loramie wasn't looking for it. That one caught the Redskins by surprise.
They've run it twice, and it's been effective twice.
Here's Nixon dropping back 3 yards, throwing down and out right side of the field. It is nearly intercepted again by the Redskins. Brian Schmiesing was out there. So was Burning for Fort Loramie, along with Gasson. Boy, Nixon threw that a long way, Chuck, from the near hash all the way to the far boundary. Only about 18, 19 yards downfield, but a good 30 yards or better in the air. Fort Loramie had it blanketed. Second down and 10. Clock stopped. A minute 10 to go. First half. Line of scrimmage, the Fort Loramie 36. Nixon drops a couple steps. Shoots it middle of the field. Schmiesing crossing pattern at the 25. He clutched it. Then it's ripped away from him. Incomplete. Stripped by the Redskins. Boy, Fort Loramie's timing in pass coverage has been expert in this contest.
They are putting absolutely no pressure on Nixon. No. He can stand back there and pick his targets.
A minute two left to go here in the first half. Third down and 10 yards to go for Minster from the Fort Loramie 36-yard line. 7-7 tie. Nixon's got Kielsman in the offensive backfield with him. Two receivers to the wide side. Here's the handoff on the play to Hillsman. And Hillsman jaunts inside the 35, plows to the 31. He picked up half the 10 yards, and a timeout is called by Minster. 56 seconds to go in the first half. Minster facing a fourth and five, under a minute left in the second quarter. Opportunity for us to tell you all about Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's, fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Tom and Jerry's, family-owned, building a quality name on developing relationships a customer at a time. On the web at Tom Jerry's, TomJerry's.com. TomJerry's.com. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. One of our three Fort Loramie game-specific sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Also on the air, thanks to Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Brookins in Fort Loramie, Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie, as well as M&A Muffler and Tires and Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Here come the Wildcats to the line of scrimmage, third and six. 32 of Fort Loramie. Here's a quick slant. It's to the near hash mark. Fort Loramie lunges for the interception. Can't get a hand on it. Caught at the 20. Run down inside the 10 to the 8-yard line. It was Dews on the catch. Good concentration by him, Chuck.
Yeah, that was a nice throw, nice catch. And Gasson, you're right. He went for the interception instead of knocking the ball down.
Here's the handoff. No, it's a fake handoff to Yulsman. Pass left sideline by Nixon. End zone. Dews, a leaping stab. Got it for the score. 13-7. Minster takes the lead. 8-yard aerial from Nixon to Dews. after a beautiful conversion of first down on the previous play. It was a fourth down pass play after the timeout. I may have mistakenly said third down. I'm not sure, but it was a fourth down pass play down to the eight, and then Nixon repeated that on the throw to Dews in the end zone. Critical extra point try by Minster is missed. It's off to the right, no good. Schultz fails on the PAT. 43 seconds to go, first half. Minster 13, Fort Loramie 7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
U.S. Bank provides custom solutions to help you grow your business. Whether you've just started in a friend's apartment.
What do you mean there's no printer?
Or opened your first office.
We have a printer.
Or maybe you've opened a new location.
We have so many printers.
You'll have a business banker there to guide you every step of the way. Visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank, National Association, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Covington has taken a 13-7 lead over the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers at the half at Covington.
6-point lead, Covington over Lehman after two periods. In other quarterfinal play in this region in Division 7. Fort Loramie back to receive the kickoff. Keep in mind, Minster kicked to Fort Loramie to start the game tonight, so Minster will have possession of the football to open things in the second half. Schultz, who missed the extra point, strides forward, kicks it on the ground. It bounds at the 30. Fort Loramie gobbles it up at the 22. Fine return to the 42-yard line. A 20-yard bolt down the near hash mark.
It was Plyman grabbed that.
80, Brad Plyman. He hauled it back up the field. He wouldn't be denied. A quick burst. He got 20. 37 seconds to go in the first half. Fort Loramie has it at the Redskin 41. Redskins come to the line of scrimmage. I wouldn't say it's a victory formation in the last half minute of the second quarter, but you don't expect the Redskins to get too cute here. Here's a sweep right side. Mesher, he's nabbed and tripped up at the 41. No gain. 25 seconds left to go here in the first half. Stechschulte came up to greet Mesher. Second and 10 Redskins. Play clock is off. Scoreboard clock reads 12 seconds to go. And Fort Loramie will head to the locker room along with Minster. It's a 13-7 game. Fort Loramie does not choose to run another play. First half closes out. It's been a hard fought struggle. A late second quarter touchdown by Minster, 8-yard pass from Nixon to Dews, has enabled the Wildcats to capture a 13-7 halftime advantage. It has been an excellent Division 7 quarterfinal playoff game here tonight at Minster, a far cry from the first meeting between these two clubs when Minster led 41-0 at halftime. 13-7 here at the half tonight, Minster over Fort Loramie. Hey, some of you may have heard of Brookins. For those of you who have not, Brookins has been a fixture in downtown Fort Loramie since the late 1800s when mules still pulled canal boats down the Miami Erie Canal. And Brookins has many old local pictures of sports teams hanging on its walls beside the pics of current Redskin teams. Well, nowadays, Brookins is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You can sit back, relax, enjoy an appetizer while you wait. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins, also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is also open for you. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie. 10 Elm Street, on the web at brookins-usa.com. Very good playoff game here tonight, Chuck. 13-7, Minster leads Fort Loramie. Redskins giving up ground grudgingly, defending the forward pass extremely well for the most part. But this Minster team is so proficient at pitching it down the field.
Well, they were defending the outside pass really well, and the adjustment that Minster made, they started throwing the slant, they started taking the linebackers and making them play defense, and that's why they started completing passes. 13-7 seems to be the score. Pickwick trails Tip at the half, 13-7. Lehman trails Covington 13-7 at the half, and we're 13-7 here at the half.
Keep in mind, after our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine, we'll hear from two volleyball coaches whose teams collide at 2 tomorrow in the Division IV Regional Championship. We'll talk to Kim Metz, the 28-year coach at Jackson Center, and John Rogers, who's led the program at Fort Loramie the last 9 years. Those two teams meet tomorrow at 2 at Tippecanoe. We caught up with both coaches after their victories last night down at Tippecanoe, and we will have those interviews for you in just a few minutes. Up next, our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report, 13-7. Minster is leading Fort Loramie at the intermission break on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown, colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee back here at Minster. It's halftime. The Wildcats lead the Redskins 13-7 after two quarters of play. All the scoring came in period number two. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Well, the difference is the passing. Minster 9 of 20 for 99 yards. They ran the ball 17 times for 65 yards, 164 total yards in the first half. Loramie ran the ball 20 times for 84 yards, only one of two throwing it for 4 yards. That 4 yard was their touchdown, though. Mm-hmm. 88 yards, five first downs. They turned the ball over once. Minster did not turn it over. And time of possession, actually, Fort Loramie has about a minute advantage. So they have done a pretty good job. What they talked about wanting to keep Nixon off the field by being able to run the football. They need to do a better job of is sustaining their drives here in the second half.
Chuck, you alluded to something in that second quarter that I think is very important, and that's the fact that Fort Loramie simply has not gotten any rush on Nixon whatsoever. He's had plenty of time to throw. He's only 9 of 20. That's not a red-hot pass percentage by any means. Fort Loramie probably fairly pleased with that. The challenge is Nixon can throw it long and deep. He can strike from anywhere on the field. He's got outstanding receivers. Minster converts first downs on third down and fourth down with regularity. And you simply have to get some pressure on the passer eventually to make him throw the ball even more inaccurately.
Well, the problem is when you start rushing him with a corner, you start rushing with your linebackers, you are opening up other places for him to throw the football. So I think their thought was go ahead and defend the receivers and try to defend it back there instead of putting the pressure on. They may have to make an adjustment here in the second half.
But you're right, and I'm sure that's been the thought process of head coach Whit Parks of Fort Loramie and his staff, that you have to pick your poison, so to speak. And Fort Loramie has played pretty good pass defense in the secondary for the most part in these first two quarters. And as you noted, the Redskins have had the ball for a minute or so more than Minster in the first two periods. That certainly was not the case back in week one when Minster led Fort Loramie by a score of 41-0 at the halftime break, thanks to a 34-point second quarter. Here tonight, 13-7, Minster leads Fort Loramie in this regional quarterfinal playoff game in Division 7 from here at Minster. We'll return with more of our halftime coverage in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Stacy Brandewee of Fort Loramie with another Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine success story.
My daughter Reggie injured her knee during her first scrimmage in November 2012. We contacted Wilson Sports Medicine and arranged for an MRI, and unfortunately that MRI did show she had torn her ACL. At that time, we thought her career in high school basketball was over.
But it was not. A 2013 senior for the Fort Loramie Redskins, Reggie received outstanding care and treatment from Diane Alexander, Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine athletic trainer.
Diane was caring, she was highly skilled, and motivated Reg to the point that my daughter had the confidence to return to the court and play before any surgery.
And wow, did she ever perform, helping the Fort Loramie girls to the Division IV state title.
You know, it was just 3 days after Reggie and her teammates had won the state championship that Dr. Heckler at Wilson Sports Medicine performed the surgery to repair Reggie's ACL. Thanks to Dr. Heckler and his physician assistant, Nicole Burbacher, the surgery was a great success.
Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Welcome back to Minster High School. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Minster owns a 6-point halftime lead against Fort Loramie. It is 13-7. Don't forget now, here on scoresbroadcast.com, we join you tomorrow afternoon at 1:45 p.m. from Tippecanoe High School in Tip City. It's the Division IV Volleyball Regional Championship game between Jackson Center and Fort Loramie. It should be a real scrap. Jackson Center has been ranked second and third all year long behind Macomb. The Tigers have been beaten just once. That was a late season setback to Fort Loramie. At the Redskins gym, Fort Loramie won that match 3-2. The two clubs collide tomorrow at 2. We are on the air at 1:45. Scoresbroadcast.com has got coverage of the Division IV Regional Volleyball Championship tomorrow for you. Join us then. Should be exciting. If it's anything like the previous Fort Loramie-Jackson Center match, Chuck, it's going to be 2 hours, and it's going to be 5 sets.
Well, that's what I'm hoping for. You'd like to see both of them go out, play their best volleyball, and then whoever wins it, wins it.
We had a chance to catch up with Kim Metz, the head coach at Jackson Center the last 28 years, after her club's easy win over New Knoxville yesterday. Scores of 25-15, 25-16, 25-14. Yes, Cassie Meyer got a lot of big points for the Jackson Center Tigers. But as Coach Metz points out, it was an extremely well-rounded team victory.
Absolutely. We focused in. We wanted to make sure that we were taking care of our 900 square feet. That's kind of what our, you know, we're focusing in, making sure first ball effort has our emphasis, and keeping things under control, seeing the floor, not panicking, keeping things under control, balance up, balance down.
And who played exceptionally well for you? I give credit to several key players.
Oh, my goodness. I'm just going to, I mean, I got 17. 17 kids on my roster, you know, throughout the season. And I'm telling you, by golly, we can't do it without one of them. All of them practice hard. All of them give us everything that they can to make us better. I mean, you can't ask for anything more when you've got kids that are in the gym that are constantly pushing each other and, you know, challenging each other, making them become accountable for what they're doing on the court, and just, you know, being their biggest cheerleaders.
Cassie Meyer outstanding at the net. Her serve, what sink, what topspin she's got on that ball. New Knoxville had difficulty handling it.
Yes, they did. I think Cassie, actually, she holds the record for most ace serves. She broke the record with 10 ace serves in a match and then turned around. Her sister ended up breaking it a couple matches later with 13 aces in one match. So they're quite the pair, but I'm telling you, the effort went through with everyone. Not one person is going to take credit over the other one, because they know that they can't do it without the other. It's not chess. They're going to have six bodies on the court, and they're going to have cheerleaders off the court.
Having beaten New Knoxville in the season 3-0, you were not overconfident tonight.
Oh, absolutely not. Madison Lammers was definitely a key cog in the latter part of their season as one of their senior leaders. I mean, she just basically brings the A game every time she's out on the court. Just a dynamic athlete that she is. You know, and Kenzie Schreier, I tell you what, we wanted to make sure that we were focusing in on what she was doing. But again, that's where it falls back to. We've got to make sure that we're taking care of our side. We're seeing forward and making sure that we're looking through the windshield of a car. We're not looking in the rearview mirror. We want to see what's ahead of us.
You didn't make any mistakes early. In fact, New Knoxville had to call two timeouts in the first 15 points of set number one.
We made mistakes. We had some mistakes. We had some errors. We were in the net a couple times and just can't seem to... You're not going to get a flawless match. You know, we're human. We're not going to be perfect in everything we do. But, you know, they just come in and they practice and make sure that they're having a great time doing it.
Any preference over who you play in the regional championship?
I'm pretty sure the girls just want to play.
Well, succinctly well put by Kim Metz, head coach of the Jackson Center volleyball team. Obviously, no preference as who the opponent might be tomorrow. Of course, Jackson Center won in the first regional semifinal last night and was just happy to advance on to get to the regional title game and an opportunity to play for a berth in the state Final Four. She was quite the politician, as well she should be, Chuck, because it is a completely balanced volleyball club. Yes, Cassie Meyer leads the way, but this Jackson Center volleyball team is complete.
Well, if you don't pass and you don't serve, it doesn't matter if you have a good hitter.
Right.
But Cassie Meyer, I mean, I know Kim Metz understands. She watched Cassie Meyer control all three sets with her serves, and that was a big key to the game.
Yes, it is a wicked serve. A lot of topspin on it. It sinks. She's dynamite at the net. She's got help. Wow, I thought J.L. Fry was outstanding. Cameron Elkert was very good. They had digs and sets. And Jackson Center is going to be tough to beat. But the one team that has beaten Jackson Center this year is Fort Loramie, which won over Lehman 3-0 in the second regional semifinal match last night. And I had the opportunity to catch up with Redskin head coach John Rogers, and he said, just like the Jackson Center performance, we had a very well-rounded game, too, in downing Lehman.
Great match tonight. Your rebound from a 3-0 loss to Lehman Catholic during the regular season. A well-balanced team effort. When Kaylee got her shot, she made them, but everybody else excelled, especially Sarah Stang. She was tremendous tonight.
She was. I agree 100%. You know, we've been playing well. We've been practicing well. The girls are focused. They're right where they need to be right now. And they've come a long way. I mean, this is a new team out there. You know, with basically two starters back. This is a brand new team. Everything they do is brand new for them, and I'm so proud of them right now. But we missed 17 serves, and we're going to address that. I addressed it in a couple of timeouts. Good thing you were on the opposite side of the field, but you know, I addressed it in a timeout. But you know what? Good for them. I'm proud of them fighting. They found a way, and they got it done.
I made the remark in the post game that Fort Loramie will have to shore up its serving in that 2 o'clock regional championship match on Saturday against Jackson Center. But what pleased you? Highlight individual performances. Hit me with names of players. A number of performers were superb for you.
You know, just things that come to mind. You know, Maddie Brandewee missed some serves, but yet she set the ball well.
Yeah.
And played great defense. And, you know, so a few adjustments I made. Maeve Higglefort missed some serves, comes in, stays calm. A rookie at this level comes out and serves aggressive to start game three. You know, total team effort in that comeback in game two. You know, I mean, it takes a lot of guts to be down. I don't know what we were down, but to come back, you know, that's shades of last year when you can come back after being down. You know, and of course, Kaylee's the leader out there on the floor. She gets things done. And you know, she's definitely, you know, people are watching her every step of the way.
What did you say during that timeout in set two? You trailed three or four times by five in the middle of that second set.
I told them they have to make some choices. You know, being a champion is a choice. You know, that choice is something you make every day when you prepare. It's a decision you make in a game like that. What are you going to do? Are you going to let these things continue to snowball on you, or are you going to make a choice to stop them? You know, I read a great article that said, you know, champions aren't superhuman people. They're people that make choices to get better and to do things correctly. And so we talk a lot about choices you make on the court, choices you make pregame, choices you make across the board is what gets you through specific situations like that.
Yeah, final set and a half, you didn't give Sydney Chapman a lot of touches.
Yeah. You know, we tried to work on her a little bit and then back off and then work on her and then back off. You know, she's a great player. You know, she's an All-Ohio and she's a leader of that team, and we knew she was going to give us some fits. And with a player like that, you got to let her get her kills and then take advantage of it when she doesn't get the sets she needs or when she's in the back row.
How meaningful is that late regular season win over Jackson Center, 3-2 at your place?
Oh, emotionally, it means everything. You know, you look at it as a win, okay, great, you know. But emotionally, it did a lot for this team. It showed them that what they're doing is working, and it showed them that they can win. And, you know, it showed them that they have what it takes because, you know, with a new team like this, they're questioning themselves all the way along. Until they get a good quality win like that, the questions are always there. Now they know it can happen.
A point of emphasis in preparing for the Tigers and Cassie Meyer up front.
Oh, of course. She's fantastic. You know, she's a great player. There's no doubt about it. And she's going to get her kills, you know.
Yeah.
She showed tonight that she's big game ready, you know. But, you know, we're back to being the underdogs again. Even though we got that win, you know, on them at the end of the year, we're back to being underdogs again, and that's just the way it goes. You know, at this level, you just go out and see what happens.
Fort Loramie Redskins under head coach John Rogers, defending state champs in Division IV volleyball. Tall order tomorrow. Jackson Center, no doubt the favorite. The winner of that match tomorrow, Chuck, probably gets McComb in the Division IV state semifinal next Friday at 4 o'clock at Wright State University. So we've got some more volleyball to look forward to extending on in the next week for sure.
Well, no matter who wins, we're going to be there Friday.
Right. Looking forward to it. Covering volleyball is so much fun. Well, we're about 2 minutes or so away from the start of the second half here at Minster. This Division 7 regional quarterfinal game is a good one. Superbly played, tight contest. 13-7, Minster leads Fort Loramie. All 20 points tallied in the second quarter. Minster got the first touchdown, extra point. Fort Loramie followed, got the conversion to tie it. Minster, with under a minute remaining in the second quarter, scored on an 8-yard touchdown strike from Nixon to Dews. The PAT was wide. Thus, our halftime score, 13-7, Minster leads Fort Loramie. So many thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com. including American Architectural Glass in Clayton, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Lacal Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star on Stolly in Sydney, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around, and Middendorf Builders, the developer for the Timber Trail subdivision, south edge of Anna. Middendorf Builders will customize a home to suit your plan and specifications. Serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972 is Barker Insurance, which has earned a reputation second to none. For three straight years, Barker, the number one most valued agency in the area. Customizing an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you. Representing firms like Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, and Ohio Mutual, to name just a few. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Located north of Sydney, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one in the region, Barker Insurance, 937-492-1857. Second half kickoff just around the corner. Fort Loramie will boot to Minster. Wildcats get possession first, leading 13-7 at halftime on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambout Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
A master's in business administration from Bluffton University can make a big difference in your life.
I really benefited from the master's degree at Bluffton University. It opened doors for me for career opportunities and expanded my earning power.
Gene Heath, director of cancer care at the Upper Valley Medical Center, says the Bluffton program is convenient. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week.
I was able to continue my career, raise a family, and earn a master's degree all at the same time.
Take Bluffton MBA courses at Edison and Pickwick, Northwest State in Archbold, or the Bluffton main campus. Engage in interactive learning from outstanding university professors.
Career-minded adult students want collaboration in the classroom. This Bluffton program provides a rich, in-depth learning experience.
Phone 800-488-3257 or go to bluffton.edu. Under academics, click on degrees, then graduate programs.
Do it like I did in 2 years, just a class a week.
The Bluffton MBA with YOU in mind.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee at Minster High School on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. The winner of this contest plays the team victorious in the game between Ada and Riverside next Friday night at a site to be determined. Right now it's at the half, Riverside 12, Ada 7. The winner of that game, the winner of this game, will collide next Friday night at a site to be determined, kickoff at 7:30. All set to go. Minster booting against the wind as we start play here in the third quarter. Steady breeze blowing from the west. We are on the south side of the field here at Minster. Stadium turf, the gridiron runs west to east. Fort Loramie kicking off east to west. End over end kick. Bobbled, dropped at the 20. Picked up by Minster. Not much of a return is there. Fort Loramie hustles downfield to cover it up at the 25. And the Wildcats start first down, 10 yards to go.
That's a heads-up play by Jared Toby because that ball was on the ground, and he went ahead and found it and actually gained about 3 or 4 yards.
Will be interesting to see, Chuck, what adjustments the Redskins have made at the half against the Minster passing game. A little more pressure on quarterback Josh Nixon. Do you risk bringing a linebacker or cornerback or safety?
I'm glad I don't have to make that decision.
As we said earlier, it's pick your poison. Nixon usually doesn't take more than a one-step drop or so. He's been finding receivers quickly. He starts the third quarter with a rush up the middle of Hulsman. Boy, he won't be denied. Formidable run by Evan Hulsman. He's got 11, finally collared at the 36. That's the way he started the game, Chuck.
They don't have to worry about the pass game if he can run between tackles like that.
Exactly, and Minster has run the ball better this year than last when the Wildcats had Eli Wolf as a passing target. First 20 seconds, third quarter. 13-7, Minster leads by 6. And we've got a momentary delay. In fact, Fort Loramie is
4 players on the field.
I think you're exactly right, Chuck. Redskins utilize a timeout in the first half minute of the third quarter of this game. 13-7, Minster leads. They'll miss out now on great savings, high-quality furniture always at Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. That's Route 47 west of I-75. For your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Extremely high-quality furniture priced just right. Great savings all the time at Goffney. Go to the website for added savings. Coupons are there for you, $25 off, GoffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, Furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. First and 10, Minster, line of scrimmage just over the Wildcats, 35. Snap to Nixon, quick pass, right flat, catch made by Dews. He puts his head down and digs to the 45. He's got another chunk of 10 yards.
And there's one of those, give him the first down without measuring, because that was awfully close.
A running play, a pass play, good enough for a quick 21 yards, and Minster's got a first and 10, 4 yards short of midfield. Nixon deals to Hulsman, broken tackle. He's got daylight beyond the linebackers. He's at the second level now in the secondary at the 35, 30, spilled eventually at the 26. Minster coming out running the ball strong here in the third quarter. That was a good gallop by Hulsman as that play from scrimmage goes for nearly 30. Chuck, he's got almost 40 yards, 2 totes of the football to start the second half.
He did a great job right at the line of scrimmage of avoiding the tackler, and then he was on his way.
Sure did. Minute gone, third quarter, 13-7 Minster. Two wideouts to the left. Nixon feeds a new running back who's in. He charges to the line of scrimmage, gets over it. Then he shoved back at the 24. I believe it was
Jared Hulsman.
Yeah, Jared Hulsman ran the ball. Sometimes we'll see Peter Ranley in the offensive backfield. Jared Hulsman got a couple. Dan Burning closed in on him to make the hit. Second down and 8, 24-yard line of Fort Loramie. 90 seconds gone here in the third quarter, 13-7. Minster in the lead. 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage is Nixon. Oh, Nixon wants to run all the way. It's a QB draw right up the gut. He lunges to the 20, stretches out to maybe the 19. Third and 3 coming up. Jacob Kitzmiller in there on the tackle for Fort Loramie. This fast break offense of Minster quickly to the line of scrimmage. On the near sideline is Jacob Dews. He lines up on the numbers to the right of Nixon. Four receivers flank, two each way. Nixon at the 24. It's a fade pattern for Dews in the end zone. He goes high. It is no good, incomplete, but there are two flags.
I think it was intercepted, but I think they're going to call a hold.
Looked to me like Chuck Fort Loramie had pretty good double coverage defense.
Wow.
But it is ruled defensive pass interference against Fort Loramie, not offensive interference against Minster. Now, wait a minute. Let's see what's been called. The official just signaled touchdown, thinking Minster caught it, when in fact, you're right, Chuck, Fort Loramie.
Intercepted.
Yeah, Redskins picked it off. So it will be a foul from the line of scrimmage.
Don't do a lot of critiquing, but that looked like a pretty poor call right there. Looked like really good defense.
And less on the backside, from which we couldn't see, there was a grab of the arm by the defender.
Then the back judge threw his flag because he had nothing else to do, I guess, if he's the one that called the play.
New line of scrimmage is right at the 9.5, just inside the 10. So it's goal to go for Minster after the end zone pass interference call against Fort Loramie. Here is Nixon. He's at the 14. He throws, back shoulder throw at the 1 yard line. In the receiver's hands and out, incomplete. Pretty good coverage. Cody Gasson was trying to get a hand in there to defend Deuce, the target on the last two plays.
That kid's having a heck of a football game. And that's tough. He's out there by himself when they throw that quick back shoulder pass.
Two receivers left, one to the right. Minster in field goal range. Goal to go from the 9.5, leading 13-7. 3 minutes gone, third quarter. Inside handoff to Hillsman. He busts a tackle, stays on his feet, and hammers down to the 5. Caught right there. Boy, it looked like he might have enough of an opening, Chuck, to track to the end zone, but Burning laterally made a good move and spun Yulesman off his feet. Third and goal. Line of scrimmage, the 5. 13-7. Minster leads. 9 minutes left. Third quarter. Deuce flank wide near side. Schmeezing on the left. Here's Nixon running back to the line of scrimmage. He fakes the shovel pass. Doesn't dish off the pitch out. Nixon keeps it. Lugs it to the 2 or 3. That's it. Fort Loramie defended that pretty well, Chuck.
Yeah, it looked like they wanted to run that shuffle pass again up the middle, and they had that covered, so he made a wise decision.
And here's another good decision by Minster, I think, to ride the leg of Jason Schultz and kick the field goal, which would be about a 20-yarder. Line of scrimmage, the 3 of Fort Loramie.
I mentioned a 2-score lead. This is a smart move.
Exactly. It's a 6-point advantage right now. A successful kick would extend Minster's margin to 9, 16-7. Good snap from center. Ball is spotted on the ground. Kick is away by Schultz. It's plenty long and high, and he's got it. Minster jumps in front by a 16-7 count. 20-yard field goal by Jason Schultz of the Minster Wildcats. Nothing more than an extra point for him at a very slight angle. 8:13 to go, third quarter. Minster 16, Fort Loramie 7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
There's only one big boy. It's the original double-decker. And at Frisch's, we make it just for you. We start with 2 grilled to perfection patties of our own fresh, never frozen ground beef, searing in the flavor. Then we layer on our signature tartar sauce, crispy lettuce, American cheese, and crunchy pickles, all on that bakery fresh bun, bringing it all together for that unique taste that is your big boy. There's only one big boy, unless, of course, you order 2. Frisch's Big Boy.
From here at Minster High School, the Wildcats lead the Fort Loramie Redskins by a count of 16-7. A third of the third quarter has been played. Minster took the second half kickoff, and the Wildcats worked their way down the field. Fort Loramie did keep Minster out of the end zone, despite a defensive pass interference call on the Redskins in the end zone. Minster had a goal-to-go situation at the 9. Minster got 7 yards in the next 3 plays, including a short run by Josh Nixon. And Fort Loramie held, giving up the field goal. Good kick by Schultz of the Wildcats, who lead up a 9. Kickoff by Schultz. Lands on the ground, 6 yards deep in the end zone. And the Redskins start 1st and 10 from the 20. And Schultz is coming off the field, being greeted with a series of high fives. What a kick by him after a big field goal was made.
There's times where he's got such a strong leg and his kicks stay really low. That was a perfect kickoff.
Now, we talked in the pregame with both head coaches about the significance of place kicking. Each team with good field goal and extra point booters. Schultz of Minster Josh Siegel of Fort Loramie. Although earlier in this game, in that second quarter, a PAT try by Schultz was missed off to the right. Drew Werman, first play for Fort Loramie, second half. It's a sweep around right end, and he's nabbed at about the 22.5-yard line, short advance, minimal gain, second down, nearly eight. Clock continues to tick away. 7:40 remaining, third quarter. Fort Loramie's already used a timeout in the second half. Two receivers flanked left. Single wing look. Let's see who gets the direct snap. It is Werman. Werman's got an opening. Outside left tackle stays on his feet. He rumbles over the 30. He's got 10 or 15 more yards in front of him. But as he makes a cut, he stumbles down at the 34. But he's got the first and 10. He picked up 12.
The 32-yard line got him.
Yeah, Werman had visions, Chuck, of another 10 or 15 at least. 7 minutes to go, third quarter. First down, Redskins, Fort Loramie, 34. Kitzmiller, Mesher, Werman in the offensive backfield. Direct snap to Drew. Drew outside right tackle, stood up at the 35, falls forward to the 37. Good defensive line play by the Minster Wildcats up front. A lot of credit to Ben Putoff and Ryan Brown for the Cats who slow down Werman. Second down, a little more than seven to go for a first down. Redskins down by nine. Minster has scored the last 9 points, breaking a 7-7 tie late in that second period. One back alongside Werman in the offensive backfield. Direct snap goes to Mesher. Mesher very wide behind the line of scrimmage. Tries to get to the edge. He is stopped out of bounds across the way at the 38 or 39. You get the sense, Chuck, that Minster is focusing hard on that sweep by Fort Loramie.
Well, they need to because they're having trouble running between the tackles. If they can't get outside on them, it's going to be a long second half.
Right. Well, it's a possession down, third and at least six for Fort Loramie. Let's see if the Redskins go to the air. Fort Loramie has passed infrequently tonight for sure, but the Redskins got a touchdown on a short aerial. And Fort Loramie tries misdirection, a counter back to the near side, and it's subdued by Minster behind the line at the 36. Wow, what a fine defensive play by Josh Otting of Minster.
Well, Coach Parks talked before the game that this is by far the best defense that's what they saw the first game, and they're going to see it again. And the defense has been outstanding.
Agreed. Sure has. Half the third quarter gone by. Fort Loramie now confronts a fourth and seven. Gasson back at his 25 to punt the ball away. Fort Loramie can ill afford to give up any more points. Minster is looking for perhaps a fake. Several linemen deflect back several yards off the line of scrimmage, but Gasson kicks it, and it's fair caught by Schmiesing at the 35. First and 10, Minster Wildcats. 5:22 to go, third quarter. Minster in the lead in this game by nine. 32 seconds to cover that play. This game markedly different, Chuck, than week one when these two teams collided. We were in a continuous clock mercy rule situation at this point in time, way back in the opener of the 2016 season.
I don't remember the 1916 season.
Minster's got the football. Nixon raises up to throw, lofting it down the left sideline in front of the Redskins bench. Yes, it's caught on the run at the 40 to the 35 is Dews. He's nailed from the backside. Beautifully thrown on the play by Nixon.
Well, I was so impressed with them the very first game. We haven't seen them since, but I'm still impressed.
Or the running game, passing game combination for Minster really picking up the pace. Wildcats starting to click on all cylinders. Snap back to Nixon. Nixon with a run outside right tackle. He high steps his way to the 30, stretches out to the 29. He gets six, second down and four. Tackle made by Dylan Eilerman of Fort Loramie. Down to 4:40 to go in the third quarter. 16-7 Minster. To the line of scrimmage, the Wildcats. One receiver near, one to the left. Snap to Nixon. Give on the play to Hulsman. And Hulsman bucks ahead to the 26, maybe the 25. He's pushed way back. But forward progress, I think, gets him the first down. First and 10, Minster, Fort Loramie, 25-yard line. Wildcats have really started to move the football ever since getting the pigskin with 2 minutes left in that second quarter. Minster marched, got a quick six. Wildcats have added a score and a field goal since. Here's Hulsman. He travels outside left tackle. He rambles down to the 22, 21-yard line. He netted four on the play, second down and six for Minster. Wildcats offense starting to generate yards in huge chunks right now. Two receivers left. Nixon will take the snap back at the 25. It's low around his ankles. He gets it, shoots a pass, middle of the field. It's a quick slant, busted up by Fort Loramie at the 5-yard line. Ball intended for wideout Jack Pumpleman. Very good coverage on the play by the Redskins. Drew Werman was back there along with Jarrett Meyer. They prevented what might have been a touchdown. Third down and six for Minster at the Fort Loramie 21. 3:31 left to play here in the third quarter. 16-7, Minster leads it. Four receivers flanked, two each way. Nixon, the lone man behind the center. It's a flat pass behind the line of scrimmage to Hulsman. He makes one man miss at the 20 and lugs it forward about the 16 or 17, short of a first down. Carter Mesherchuk with a shoestring tackle.
He saved a touchdown.
So it's fourth down for Minster. 2 yards to go for a first down. 17-yard line at Fort Loramie. 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Minster leads at 16-7. Enormous play right here for the Redskins defense. Fort Loramie can ill afford to give up additional points to Minster in the third quarter. Wildcats have already extended their 13-7 halftime lead. Here is a fake sweep to Hulsman. It's kept on the play, I think, by Nixon. And Nixon bolts up the middle of the 13, the 12. He's got the first down. Pretty good play, Chuck. Was that a zone read? Could he have given the ball to Hulsman on that one?
I think he could have, yes.
Well, Nixon made the wise choice. He tucked it away, kept it. He challenged Fort Loramie's defense right up the middle, and he plowed for a first down at the 14-yard line. Nixon, 6'1", 190. And he's a good-sized quarterback. He fires a pass. It's a slant pattern, 3 yards deep in the end zone. On the ground is Dews rolling, and he's got it for the score. It's a 14-yarder through the air. An 8-yard touchdown pass in this game from Nixon to Dews. And now a 14-yard aerial. And Minster has stretched the lead out to 22-7 with 2:22 to go in the third. Schultz on for the extra point try. Snap back is good. Kick by Schultz is right down central. Main Street, it's perfect. 23-7 Minster late in the third quarter here on scoresbroadcast.com.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at Minster High School, where the Wildcats have surged on top now, by 16 points, 23-7. Fort Loramie within two scores. The Redskins would need a couple of touchdowns, two two-point conversions to tie this game up. And Fort Loramie needs an assertive offensive drive here, Chuck. At minimum, you got to flop the field, get a stop quickly. But Fort Loramie needs points on one of its next couple possessions.
Well, they've only got one first down here in the quarter.
And it's a ground ball kickoff on several hops to the 36-yard line where it's covered up by the Redskins.
Cody Barhorst dove on it.
Cody was Johnny on the spot. Fort Loramie has a first and 10 from the 36. Fort Loramie's gotten pretty good field position all night long. But Minster's defense has tightened down the screws slowly but surely as this game has progressed.
Well, they can't sustain it. They know they're going to run. They've got 11 guys within 6 yards of the line of scrimmage.
You're right. Here's a spin move in the offensive backfield by Carter Mesher. Nowhere to go, though. He is denied much of a gain. Minimal advance to the 37. He picked up one. Second down and 9.
I think that they need to throw the ball on first down. I know that's not their strength, but at this point, that's what they're going to have to do.
Last tackle by Reed Frick of Minster, stopping Mesher after a one-yard pickup. That's it. Minute 48 to go, third quarter. Deep drop, but Worman is a screen back to the near side, and Carter Mesher makes a diving reception behind the line of scrimmage. He lost a yard, lost 2 yards. So it's third and 11. That was a completed pass for a negative two.
Now they're 2 or 3 for 2 yards now.
Down to 118 to go in the third quarter. And Fort Loramie's in a hole. Not sure the Redskins can pick it up with a rush from scrimmage here. Too far. Third down 11. A minute remaining in the third quarter. Worman dropping 8 yards behind the line. Wants to throw it. He cocks his arm. Minster greets him. Worman can't pitch it downfield, and he's decked. It's a quarterback sack back at the 27. Well, what a fine tackle on the play by Putoff of Minster. He was the first man to greet Worman in the pocket. He had no chance. Peter Ranley assisted. And Fort Loramie's offense has been slowed to a halt here in the second half. Gasson back at a 16 to punt. Remaining 25 seconds of the third quarter. Here's the boot, but Gasson just gets it away over the outstretched hand of an on-rushing lineman for Minster. Fair catch, Schmeezing at the 40. So on punt exchanges here in the second half, Minster's gotten the ball at the 35, now at the 40. Good placement on the field for Minster's offense to go to work, leading 23-7. Final 18 seconds of the third quarter. Riverside leads 8-19-7 into the third quarter. Winner of this game will play the winner of that game next Friday night in a Division 7 regional semifinal at a site to be determined. Understand Sydney could be a prime location for that game. Here's an inside handoff. It's dealt. Nixon, Hulsman, stays on his feet, won't go down, defiant run, he's got 11 more. Tell you what, Chuck, here in the second half, Evan Hulsman for Minster won't settle for anything less than 10 yards per carry, will he?
He's just rolling over top of him right now. It's an impressive show by this offense.
Look out, Hulsman again to the line of scrimmage, meets resistance, slides off to the 45, he gained 3. That was the last play of the third quarter. Minster 23, Fort Loramie 7. Minster in Redskins territory when we start the fourth as we come back on scores broadcast.com.
An attractive, comfortable place for your new home is Timber Trail in Anna. Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie will construct some of these beautiful new homes right off 25A.
Timber Trails is located very conveniently near I-75, Honda, and the schools.
Anna Village Administrator Nancy Benroth.
One of the major pluses for those living in Anna's new Timber Trail subdivision is the high quality of education available.
Just one of many reasons why you should consider one of these 30 scenic lots developed by Middendorf Builders.
Anna schools have consistently received a state report card rating of excellent.
Timber Trail, created by Middendorf. A superb new home setting with big tax savings.
The lots are at least a half acre, and some of them are wooded. A bonus is that they get property tax abatement for at least 4 years.
Property for sale now at Timber Trail in Anna, Village Utilities and Safety, plus country living in style. Call Mitch Middendorf at 937-295-4219. 295-4219. Middendorf Builders, the household name in building.
We start the fourth quarter here at Minster. Wildcats ball, 2nd and 7, 46 of Fort Loramie. It's a home run ball.
Wow.
Thrown on the play by Nixon, near sideline. A circus catch is made by Schmazing at the 16 of Fort Loramie. What a throw by Nixon. Reminding me, Chuck, of last year when he tossed that ball up in the stratosphere for Eli Wolf, who more often than not came down with it. That one right there thrown right on the button to Schmazing, and a terrific reception. 17-yard line of the Redskins. Goal to go. Hand off to Hillsman. He plows up the middle. Skips to the outside. He's got yardage inside the 10. He tries to make a cut and goes down at the 8. He got about 9, very close to a first down. First half minute, fourth quarter. Minster on the march again. Schmazing gets the quarterback Nixon gets the ball, hands to Hillsman. Hillsman romping around left end. He's digging hard for the pylon, and he's got it, a touchdown. TD dash on the play by Hillsman of Minster, and the Wildcats have extended the bulge to 29-7 in the first minute of the fourth quarter. Boy, Minster, that time, Chuck, made quick work of Fort Loramie's defense. Yeah. Wildcats in high gear right now, clicking offensively on each and every cylinder. Here's the PAT try by Schultz. And he swings that leg and drives it long and high, and he's got it. Minster 30, Fort Loramie 7, 45 seconds gone by. Fourth quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near. We're Car Star, relax.
We'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Minster. Wildcats have scored again. 30-7, Minster on top. Here's the kickoff by the Wildcats. It is sailing down toward the pylon, out of bounds. Almost sneaked into the end zone, but it took a left turn on the last hop.
Would have been a heck of a punt.
Sure would have. The Minster led at the halftime break, 13-7. And since then, in just under 13 minutes' time, Minster has added 2 touchdowns, 2 PATs, and a field goal to extend a 13-7 halftime lead to 30-7. With just over 11 minutes left to play in this game. Very good defensive effort from Fort Loramie for a half, but Minter's offense has taken over this game in the second half. Snap back on the play to Carter Mesher. He takes the direct hike, tries to chug over right guard, and he stood up at the 38-yard line. Minster's defensive line, Chuck, has been impressive, more so as this game has progressed along.
Yeah, they're not opening any holes, and the fact is, besides the defensive line is occupying blockers, and that's letting the linebackers, because they know they're not going to throw it, just go ahead and have free reign.
And Peter Ranley, Evan Hulsman, and Adam Bainline are outstanding. They are solid LBs for this Minster team.
Wow.
As Fort Loramie coughs up the football on the 37-yard line, a muffed exchange. Let's see who's got it. Redskins do gather it in. No gain, though, on the play. Third down coming up.
Boy, I'll tell you what, Jacob Stechel, he just drilled him. He put a helmet right in his chest. A picture-perfect tackle.
Jacob Stechel, he's had a very fine performance tonight for Minster. 10 minutes to go in this game. Fort Loramie has continued to face third and five or more. Oftentimes, as many as 9 or 10 yards needed on third down. Here, third and nearly eight. Loramie rolling left, way back at his own 30. He might get sacked if he doesn't pull a Houdini, and he's dropped at the 28-yard line. Good coverage sack by Minster. Loramie had nowhere to throw the football. And then eventually those linebackers came crashing through. Pete Ranley, Evan Hulsman in on the top of Loramie. And Fort Loramie's inability, Chuck, to convert first down and third down has been the nemesis all night long.
It has. And that's tough for a kid that's right-handed to roll left and try to stop and throw a pass.
Just over nine to play in the fourth quarter. Gasson to punt from his own 20. Gets the kick away barely. It's up over midfield. Hits at the 50. Rolling around. And Minster may wind up getting possession. Is it on the Redskin
right
side of the field?
I think it's right at midfield.
You're exactly right. Right on the Minster Orange M at center field. That's where the Wildcats take over. First down, 10 yards to go. 9 minutes even remaining in the fourth quarter of this game, and Fort Loramie is down 30-7. Game was tied 7-7 until the last 40 seconds of the second quarter.
Right. I mean, that was a key, and then they came out, got the kick to start the second half, went right down the field and scored.
Yep.
And all of the momentum that Loramie had from their strong start has gone out the window.
Dominance by Minster in the second half. Snap back to Nixon, gives to Hulsman, dances to the line of scrimmage, makes one man miss. Oh, there is a block in the back by Minster, I believe. Clearly a clip.
It's going to be a face mask.
Was it a face mask? A player for Fort Loramie went down in a heartbeat as Hulsman rattled off about 7 yards, but the play will be wiped out.
Now it's going to be that plus 15.
By mistake, Chuck, I thought the penalty was against Minster. It's against Fort Loramie.
No, it was on the tackle.
Oh, okay. What I thought I saw, I didn't.
I have that same problem.
First and 10, Minster, line of scrimmage, the 26-yard line of Fort Loramie. 8:50 and counting. Fourth quarter of this game, 30-7 in favor of Minster. Wildcats to the line of scrimmage. Two receivers left, one to the right. Here is Nixon faking to Hulsman. Play action. End zone bomb.
Oh,
it's nearly a great catch in the end zone. Off the hands of the receiver. Oh, my goodness. Jack Pumpleman nearly made a terrific grab. Boy, he was gliding along the grass surface, Chuck. And with longer fingernails, I think he gobbles up that football.
He came really close, and there's a penalty on the play, roughing the passer.
Yep, Fort Loramie penalized again. Two successive plays now. Redskins frustrated at the moment. Minster first and 10 inside the 15 at the 14.5 of Fort Loramie. 8 minutes and 31 seconds to go here in this game. 30-7 in favor of the Wildcats. Minster has tallied 23 unanswered. two receivers left for Nixon and company. He's 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Here comes blitz pressure, and it wraps up Hulsman for a negative three. Very well done on the play by Fort Loramie, Chuck. That was a good hit. Knifing through was middle linebacker Dan Burnick. 8 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Second down and 13 for Minster. Here's a long pass thrown by Nixon down the left side, aiming for the pylon, goal line. Puppelman can't spear it. Too far. Third and 13 for Minster. Line of scrimmage, the 14-yard line of Fort Loramie. Werman on the coverage. Josh Nixon's completion percentage tonight, Chuck, has not been superb, but when he completes passes, they are for huge chunks of real estate.
No doubt.
Clock running. Here is Fort Loramie lining up on defense. Man-to-man coverage on the outside. It's a quick hitter, Hulsman. He skips the line of scrimmage, picks his way, makes a man miss, another. He tries to go wide with it. He is upended at the 9-yard line. He got about seven. It is going to be short of a first down. Jarrett Meyer helped pursue for Fort Loramie. Fourth and at least five for a first down. Line of scrimmage, the 9 of Fort Loramie. 7:25 to go in the game. 30-7, Minster.
Covington has taken a 16-14 lead now on Lehman early in the fourth quarter.
That is a thriller. A tight struggle in Buccaneer land. Cavaliers down by two. Here comes blitz pressure middle. Here's a quick throw though by Nixon. He's got a man 7 yards deep in the end zone. And a catch is made. Jumping way up into the air to haul it in on the play was Jared Hulsman, I think, or was it Puppelman?
I think it was Puppelman.
Yep, Puppelman got it. He nearly made a tremendous catch several plays ago in this drive. And he speared one there. There's no chance that was Dews, was it, Chuck?
No, it was Puppelman.
Was it Puppelman? Here's the extra point try by Schultz. 9-yard TD strike by Nixon. He's had an 8-yard touchdown pass in this game. Also one for 14. Kick by Schultz up and away. It is good. And with 7:07 left in this game, it's a 30-point differential. And we'll have no clock stoppage from this point moving forward until that 30-point lead is reduced. Just over 7 to go in the fourth, 37-7. Minster on scoresbroadcast.com.
U.S. Bank provides custom solutions to help you grow your business. Whether you've just started in a friend's apartment.
What do you mean there's no printer?
Or opened your first office.
We have a printer.
Or maybe you've opened a new location.
We have so many printers.
You'll have a business banker there to guide you every step of the way. Visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
With Minster leading 37-7, Schultz kicks it off for the Wildcats all the way down to the 6-yard line. Good boot. Here's Fort Loramie returning up the near side along the numbers 20, 25, 30. And the return man is dropped right there. Ball brought back up the field by Jake Ward of Fort Loramie. First and 10 Redskins. Official line of scrimmage right on the 30, near hash mark. 6.5 to go in the fourth. Continuous clock at the moment. 30-point lead for Minster. This was a 7-7 game with under a minute to go in the first half. And the Fort Loramie Redskins have seen the Minster Wildcats tally 30 points in succession. Running play, Carter Mesher explodes through the right side, got a hole, barreling to the 35-40. Chugs for a first down to the 43.
That's why the second first down of the second half for the Redskins.
And that tells the whole story right there.
Pretty much.
Redskins simply have not been able to move the football in the final two quarters. Mesher did rip off 13 quick ones on that play.
Well, they're going against the second team defense now, so maybe they can get something going here.
Minster with wholesale substitutions. Handoff Mesher. He powers left guard, scrambles to the 50, spun around at the 48. He's got nine more. We approach the 5-minute mark, fourth quarter. Last we heard, Riverside led Ada 19-7 early in the fourth. The winner of this game plays the winner of that game in a Division IV regional semifinal to be played next Friday night at 7:30. 5 minutes even left, fourth quarter. Second down and one, Fort Loramie at the Minster 48. A slot and three backs in the offensive backfield for the Redskins, who chew up about 5 or 6 yards. It's Worman plowing for the first down to the 42 of Minster. So many thanks tonight to our great underwriting anchor sponsors, the Sydney Daily News, best sports page coverage around, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Sydney Body Car Star on Stolly in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, and American Architectural Glass in Clayton, along with Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie. Counter play, Fort Loramie back to the left, and it is a good run by Fort Loramie.
Jared Meyer.
Jared Meyer stays on his feet. He won't go down. And he keeps digging those legs to the 35, falls forward to the 34. Good effort by Meyer. Third and a couple for Fort Loramie, or I should say second and a couple. That was a first down rush. We approach the 3.5 minute mark in the fourth. 30-7, or I should say 37-7 Minster. Here's a run right in. Worman gets on the periphery, down the sideline, got the first down, room to spare. He's at the 25, shoved out at the 23. First and 10, Fort Loramie, Minster 23. These additional underwriting sponsors have been on the air with us all year long. Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. The Bluffton University MBA program, Brookins in Fort Loramie, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Clancy's in Sydney, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture in Sydney, Frisch's in Sydney, what's your favorite thing? The In-Between, south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between, it's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his very best shot. Fort Loramie, first and 10, in sweep to the left, and Minster throttles that play at the 20, second down and 7, with 2:25 to go in the fourth. All those guys are second. Fort Loramie Redskins ending the 2016 season. I'm getting ahead of myself, Chuck. 2015 season. I'm thinking of basketball, 15-16. Fort Loramie going up top. Here's a long pass. 8 yards deep in the end zone. Worman aired it out. It is incomplete. Nearly caught. It was Geyer. A step inside the back edge of the end zone. Nearly made an excellent reception, but couldn't bring it down. I said Geyer, I should have said Meyer. So it's 3rd and 7 for Fort Loramie. Clock doesn't come to a halt on the incompletion. We are in the mercy rule portion of this game with the deficit facing Fort Loramie of 30. Redskins to the line of scrimmage, 20-yard line, 3rd down. Toss, sweep to the right. There's a block.
Wow.
And then a tackle made. Oh, Minster with a strong hit. might have been a loss of a half yard.
That was Dan Becker. Heck of a tackle that time.
Fourth down coming up for the Redskins. Line of scrimmage short of the Minster 20. So many thanks tonight to Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCurdyville. On time, high tech computer solutions at Adams Tech Solutions. PC and network repair, remote management, custom builds, upgrades, tutoring, data recovery, data transfer, and more. Redskins run over right tackle. Is it good enough for a first down? It is, as Carter Mesher backpedals to about the 13 with 40 seconds to go in the game. No, it's ruled as knee touchdown, just short. And Minster takes over the football, and that'll do it. 37-7 Minster, 44 ticks left. And that stop there by Minster, Chuck, indicative of Minster's defensive play the entire second half.
That was their second group out there. Now they're just right. Going to go out here. They're sending Nixon out there. They're just going to take a knee.
Adams Tech Solutions repairs mobile devices for you, including phones, handhelds, iPods, iPads. Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S. Adams Tech Solutions, high-quality computer service and phone repair service on time. Phone 937-538-6948. Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCurdyville. Minster in the victory formation. Nixon touches it down, and that's it. The Minster Wildcats with a convincing 37-7 win over Fort Loramie here tonight. It was a real tussle for the first 24 minutes. Didn't come easy. This game was all tied at 7 with under a minute to go in the first half. It was 7-7 at that point in time. And then Minster reeled off the final 30 points of this game to win it by a 37-7 count. Very impressive performance by the Minster Wildcats, Chuck, who ran the ball extremely well this evening. Minster's run it better all year long than a year ago when Minster got huge passing yards, Nixon to Eli Wolf. But you've got the ground game blending in quite nicely. Evan Yulesman is a tough customer for sure in Division 7. Like last year in D6 when the Wildcats took it all, the Wildcats will be a tough out in postseason play.
They're very diverse offensively, and that's you can't key on one thing because they do everything so well. And the place I'm impressed with is their defense. Now, a team that can throw the ball a little bit, we'll see how that factors in. But tonight, Loramie was not going to throw the ball much. They only threw the ball four times. So they didn't have to. They could load up and play defense. But this is a really, really good Minster Wildcat football team.
A very good quick summation there, Chuck. Thanks very much. Defense by Minster, better than a year ago. Run offense by Minster, better than a year ago. May not have Eli Wolf, who can score anytime, anywhere, any place.
Yeah, he was a monster.
But nonetheless, we saw outstanding receivers go to work tonight for Minster. Dews and Schmazing and Puppelman. That's a triumvirate of three very good Division 7 high school receivers.
They are definitely the team to beat. And you can run the football like they do, and you know they can throw it. They're going to be a tough out.
And again, so many thanks tonight to our Fort Loramie game sponsors, Geyers Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's, on the web at Tom Jerry's, TomJerrys.com. Chuck, our Clancy's stars of the game, let's give awards to both teams.
Oh, yeah, I already got them down here. For Minster, a lot of choices, but the one who stands out for me, Evan Yulesman, had a terrific night running the football. He was outstanding. And on the other side, defensively, Cody Gasson, I thought he played a terrific game. He was out on an island all night long, did a real good job early. You just can't stem the passing attack of Minster all night long. But yeah. Cody Gasson for Fort Loramie, Evan Hulsman for Minster.
And they win the Clancy's recognition tonight. Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney, Wapak Avenue. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Well, the Fort Loramie Redskins conclude their 2015 football season. Good campaign, Chuck. Four losses to start the year. Rugged schedule in August and September, including that season-opening setback to Minster, 41-7. And then the offense got retooled. First-year head coach Whit Parks succeeded. Fort Loramie's players responded. Fine campaign, 6-4 regular season. Fort Loramie winds up 6-5 overall. Only 10 seniors, just 10. A lot of youth back next year in this Fort Loramie team. And the football program for the Redskins should be mighty strong in 2016. Redskins conclude the year 6-5. Minster advancing on to a regional semifinal tilt. Minster now 9-2. The opponent likely to be Riverside, which at last report led Ada 19-7 in the fourth quarter. Minster would play next Friday night at a site to be determined. We're not sure what football game, if any, we'll cover next Friday. It all depends on volleyball. We've got to cover that volleyball state semifinal, which is at Wright State next Friday at 4. So depending on the site of a regional semifinal in Division 7 next Friday evening, depending on the location, that's going to help determine whether or not we can get to the game in time from the conclusion of volleyball at Wright State University. So check the website. We'll make a decision early in the week. Minster mighty impressive tonight, but the Fort Loramie Redskins can lift their heads. Fine comeback this year after an 0-4 start, and head coach Whit Parks has a very promising team coming back next season. Garen Stokes, Minster Wildcats, march on. More than likely the team to beat in Division 7, the Wildcats last year state champs in D6. Again, volleyball tomorrow. We've got the regional title game from Tippecanoe for you. It's Jackson Center against Fort Loramie on the web at 1:45. Here on Scores Broadcast. For Rhett Gish, our ScoresBroadcast.com chief engineer, for Chuck McBee, alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering, I'm Jack Kramer saying goodnight from here at Minster. Again, the final score, the Wildcats 37, the Redskins 7.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.